starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
I logged a little time with Cisco Libre when we were on vacation.
Now, the fat guy, is he back to being fat again?
Yeah, well, he's... Listen, that's another fallacy, that he lost weight. Yeah, I don't see where. He's fat, but I want to talk about the other guy.
Well, he goes from being robo-fat to sort of fat.
But he's robo-fat.
He's robo-fat again? Good.
I want to talk about the other guy, the guy that had the Frankenstein operation.
Oh, yeah. The brain surgery, yes. It kind of slowed him down a little bit.
First off... His hair, it's too dark. It's like it's obvious that, and then this is the bald guy.
Yeah.
It's obvious that the hair is dyed.
Okay, like, well, he didn't have any hair in the beginning. I mean, he had like just he was a bald guy to start with,
well,
right?
The hair on the sides. It's like Ronald Reagan color hair.
Sure, so you think maybe artificially.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Maybe glued on there or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know where he had his brain surgery or whatever, yeah. But the guy's speech... And his reaction to the fat guy are definitely not one beat slow, not two beats slow.
Really?
I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say he was talking about some new movement, and this was the pace he was moving at, and the way he was speaking. This is really a good movie. I give this movie very high ratings. I thought that it was entertaining, and that it also had a good message.
So not only is his speech impaired, but the content is also. Now, with Roger dealing with him, you know, these two hated each other for so long. Yeah. Is Roger being charitable, or is Roger using this opportunity just to pay him back for years of fat jokes?
Roger Ebert, although it may eventually come to that when he calls him a retard or something.
Right.
Roger Ebert is doing two things.
Yes.
First off, he is being charitable.
Okay, good. Good.
And second off, he is taking the chance to make it the Roger Ebert show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because when they review a movie, you know, listen, you're sitting there with a vegetable.
Right.
And, you know, basically, poor Gene Siskel, all he can say is either thumbs up, thumbs down, it was a good performance, I really liked the movie.
But no in-depth analysis like he used to do.
Which means lots more airtime for Roger Ebert and for his opinions. And sadly, I always found myself agreeing with Gene Siskel's opinions more than I would Roger Ebert's opinions.
We used to discuss that, how I was a fat guy guy. I like the fat guy and his reviews. And I read about the surgery. Is this it for him, or is he going to eventually come back? I mean, I'm not sure...
Well, I mean,
what the deal is.
And Siskel won't talk about it at all, but he, in addition to the fat jokes, used to sort of intellectually beat up on Roger Ebert, and now...
That ain't happening now.
Gene Siskel would always take kind of the artsy road.
Yes, exactly.
And would intellectualize his reviews a little more than Roger Ebert.
If anybody out there has a tape, and why you would tape Siskel and Ebert, I don't know. Maybe you were taping something. Maybe you're like me and you don't know how to set the timer on your VCR and you just wanted to tape a show and you ended up taping like 6 hours of crap. If anybody's got it, now it's not so discernible that if you were flipping around, you'd say, well, like,
what happened to him?
Gene Siskel's got a brain tumor. But you do notice the hair color, and if you stick with the show for 3 minutes, it is highly noticeable.
Is he easier to understand than a Rudy Martsky on a payphone in an airport? I just had to give you the worst example there, just to get a little perspective on it.
Yes. Yes, he is easier to understand.
Oh, okay, well, then it's not too far gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I talked to you a little bit earlier, and you cut me off before I could give you the big scoop on Jerry Springer.
Are you the same guy that called about Roseanne Barr?
No. What? I'm the guy that called about the 49ers. He told me I turned my radio up.
Oh, you were listening to yourself on the radio.
Right, yeah.
Well, no, I thought you cut me off, so I turned it up to see if you...
Well, that's still right. Listening to yourself on the radio.
Right, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
Hey, it's Dave Letterman. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, it's Mike, TV Icon guy, too.
Oh, hi, Mike. Listen, we know it's you. Don't you have the Letterman tapes for us, though?
Yeah.
Good. Do you have a fake Letterman DJ bit for us today?
I don't have a fake DJ bit. I went back to my roots. I pulled up a Name the TV Icon game that you guys had never heard.
All right.
So.
All right, we haven't done that in a while.
Okay, here we go.
I know I've messed up your lives, but I couldn't help myself.
Man, that's tough.
No idea.
No idea.
That is a real tough one.
No idea.
Play it again.
I know I've messed up your lives, but I couldn't help myself.
Man.
Drawing a blank. Who is it?
That is Jack Tripper, or John Ritter.
John Ritter. I thought it might be John Ritter.
John Ritter.
Oh, come on, TV Icon guy. That's a little obscure. Give me another
John
one.
John Ritter.
Hey, listen, do you have a tape of Siskel and Ebert?
I don't. Why don't you work on that?
He'll have it for you in 24 hours.
If there's anybody that could, it's this guy. This guy tapes everything on TV.
Actually, my cable got shut off, so it's going to be another. It's going to be a while for another TV Icon game.
Mm. Is that all you had for us, John Ritter?
No, I got four more.
Okay.
Here we go.
I've been back here looking. It's over. The set's kind of weak and your dialogue's kind of weak. I like the people you got here, but the
Burt Reynolds.
Front is.
Who?
Burt Reynolds.
That was Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Well, close. Give me a chance, man.
Sorry, I didn't know who spoke up there.
I didn't have it. I just wanted a little more time to think about it.
And it always sounds good to say, give me a chance, man.
Hey, man.
That's only fair.
Man, give peace a chance.
Yeah, I got some pills. They taste terrible.
No idea. Let's hear it again.
Nick
Nolte.
I got some pills.
Nick Nolte.
That was Kramer. From
Hey, man, give me a chance.
All right, one more, Mike, the TV boy. One more, please.
I got two more. Two more good ones.
All right, well, none of these have been great thus far. I got to be honest.
Man, it's kind of weak today. Okay, here we go.
I like it better when you call the Chinese restaurant and ask them if they have dynamite broccoli.
I've got a great prank, but that's later on in the week. It might be Friday.
All right, I look forward to it.
Okay, here you go. You couldn't find beauty in Paula Jones if you...
Chris Rock!
All right, and the last one. You guys should get this one.
I'm flipping over the tile.
That's That is the lady from Old Navy, the Old Navy commercials.
Old Navy, thick glass, horribly.
I was going to guess that was Nathan Lane.
That would have counted.
Same voice, same exact. Play that old lady from the Old Navy commercial again.
I'm flipping over the tile.
Those commercials, have you seen the one with Morgan Fairchild? I don't know why I'm enjoying those commercials now.
I hate those commercials. I saw the one with Joan Collins.
They're so bad, they're good. They're so terrible. When she's flying, when that old lady with the thick glasses is flying the plane.
Who would buy pants based on those commercials?
Not me.
Okay, thank you, Mike, the TV boy. Try to get that Siskel and Ebert tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There he goes with his mouse tapes again.
Redskins kicker you spoke of earlier, Scott Blanton, he's gone. He's been cut by the Redskins.
Wow. Hey, that's the first smart thing Norv's done this year.
Very nice. Well, you got to make a little example here and there.
Very nice. Now, cut three or four other guys, and then you're really making a statement to the team.
But if you cut too many, then you cut your nose off.
You spite your face.
Yes.
Now, listen, about TV, we also have a tape of Madonna. Remember I was telling you that during the MTV Awards that she was speaking with what I couldn't discern if it was an Indian or an English accent.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the piece of tape we have, if it really points it out or not, but nonetheless, here's Madonna, one of the times that she was talking on MTV the other night. Well, she won an award, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she won a video award.
A lot of awards.
I would like to thank Jonas... Quiet over there. I would like to thank Jonas Åkerlund, the director of the video. A man of very few words, but a lot of incredible ideas. He really was the creative genius behind this video. I just showed up and danced like a mad woman. So thank you, Jonas.
Yeah.
That to me, what it is.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I mean, there was other times when she won other awards when she was totally off the deep end.
It sounds to me like all it is pure celebrity affectation. Mm-hmm. That pure thing where now that I am Madonna and I am a major diva, I will speak like this with a slight British accent.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Yeah, she's from Detroit, everybody.
You aren't the only one who noticed that, by the
Madonna
way.
Madonna Ciccone.
Really? Yeah, columnist Liz Smith noticed it and talked about it in her column this morning and came up with what she thinks is the answer. Madonna has been hanging out with and spent that evening with British actor Rupert Everett. So she was with him all evening, and she's also making a movie with him soon. They've been seen together, so apparently she's starting to pick up his accent a little bit, either accidentally or on purpose.
It's KTS. It's KTS. Kathleen Turner Syndrome.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don. You like jelly? I love jelly. What kind of jelly you like?
All right. Hello, Don, on my show. I like,
I like KY jelly.
I have no doubt of that.
How you doing, boys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great, buddy. I can't believe Madonna. She's from England now? What's the deal?
Well, that piece of tape that we played...
I noticed it, you know?
Was not the best representative sample of her new affected way of speaking. I wish we had the tape of Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is a woman who has made all of her money...
Yes.
Well, yes, she has records and stuff, but she's made her money, because of TV.
Right.
Because of MTV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're saying to her, how is your daughter doing? Lords or whatever.
Right. Lords.
My child is doing great because she's never watched television.
No wonder you're mad at her.
I will not allow her to watch television.
Hey, maybe Bob Barker disease. Television.
All she does is read books. Right, listen, practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Papa, don't preach. If TV is really so bad,
right.
Why do I see your big ass being interviewed on TV with all of your Indian Hindu tattoos on your hands?
Yeah, then take away from the fact that you stood out in the middle of the street in Beverly Hills naked.
Yeah.
I still have that book.
And what's the deal with Kurt Loder and her? They have this weird relationship. He's the worst interviewer.
Kurt Loder.
So old. Nothing against older gentlemen.
Hey, run Kurt Loder down, really.
No.
Seriously, there's something you don't know. There's something nobody knows.
Kurt Loder.
Kurt Loder is Jeremy Coleman's father. All right?
I didn't know. His physically fit father. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Don. It's my birthday today, and I was wondering if I could get a spanking.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How old are you?
26, and I've been waiting 6 months for this.
You have. Well, what's your name?
Crystal Lynn.
Where are you from, Crystal Lynn?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Will you be a good girl and pull down your pants?
Okay.
Underpants, too.
Ooh, okay. They're down.
All right. Harry Valentine time.
Look at that.
Harry Valentine.
I'm going to use the ice pick.
Okay.
And I would like a little response, please.
Okay.
From the ice pick.
I'm sorry.
Because lately, I've been poking girls in the ass with an ice pick, and I'm getting nothing. Mike's using his bare hands, and it's like he's using a Vegematic or something.
Yeah, I've been working out with the
hands. Excuse me, a Vagomatic. How old are you?
26.
26, all right. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, Mike, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
I wish every day was my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. But once again, I feel the ice pick just ain't what it used to be.
I think it's the shock of the pain. It's such a more painful experience right there, especially when you really reach above your head and bring it down like Norman Bates.
And hit bone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
This is Anthony, and I'm a first-time listener, and you are my radio gods.
Thank you, Anthony.
And I have some real great news.
Anthony!
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
My wife went into labor watching your great show Friday afternoon around 3:30.
Now, you must mean listening, unless you're blind.
Yeah. No, listening.
Listening.
We enjoy your show. You guys are really great. And she wanted me to try and see if you guys would, say congratulations to us on the phone. Little LaBoy, Andrew Michael.
And sure. A happy, healthy little boy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, he's a Don and Mike fan, let me tell you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's great. I love you guys' commentary. He's good luck with your fantasy footballs and everything like that.
You know, the
that.
Good thing about that kid, he's already attained the intellectual ability to listen to this program.
That's amazing. Right. That's right.
Your wife had a fetus.
Yeah.
Someday, he will grow up to be a Cletus.
Well, I tell you, being pregnant and what he's seen already, he can read that Clinton Star report and have a pretty good idea of what some of the things are in there.
What is the young lad's name?
Andrew Michael.
Andrew Michael.
Andy.
Yeah. Andy. I'm going to call him Drew, because I really like the Drew Carey show.
All right, that's great. Media enters this man's life at every turn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's something that's interesting. Sports too. I'm a big Carolina Panther fan, and they're sucking big time this year too. But I'm still a hardcore fan, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Don. You guys have a great day. Thank you, Mike. I hope Buzz has been feeling better. Haven't heard much about his stomach, so I guess it must be doing better.
Take that as good news.
Buzz is also pregnant.
Good luck with your dog. I hope his surgery went well, and hope he recovered well. I haven't heard...
This guy sounds like he's still on that emotional high of having a kid.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, it's like 2 hours of sleep. He still don't have a schedule. It's rough. All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir.
He's still flying high.
Yeah. Go smell the diaper.
Yeah, the first diaper.
That'll bring you back to life.
2 o'clock in the morning with screaming. Or when you're walking out of your first day of preschool and your daughter says, I hate preschool.
Oh, is that what your daughter said?
Oh. I don't want to go to preschool.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think she was, you know, you can't tell. You can't really respond to it real quick because you don't know whether they're just saying that. And she looked like she was having a good time. The teacher said she was having a good time. And we're walking out and I'm holding her hand.
You mean you're not homeschooling her?
We were talking about that last night.
Yeah.
Someday just homeschooling the kids. And,
sure.
You know, every time I watch Lost in America, I really identify with that movie. I just love that concept. And I always thought about, we just homeschool the kids and take that Winnebago, the giant Winnebago.
Yeah, remember how good that worked out for Albert Brooks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forget the second half of that movie.
Hello. Well, it's only the first half. It's funny, really.
Yeah. The first half of the movie is funny, and the first half is my fantasy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dale from Las Vegas.
Yes, hello, Dale.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
I listen to your show all the time, and you absolutely crack me up.
Well, we appreciate that.
I wanted to, you know what, I was thinking the other day, there should be a course, a class that women should take to require them to tune into your show for 1 week and listen to the whole show, because it is better than reading men are from Mars, women are from Venus, all of that stuff. Listening to you guys is a great crash course in understanding the male mentality. I have gotten so much insight about how men think and how their minds work.
Thank you, bitch. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Chapter 3.
Hey, that was a joke, lady.
Of course it was.
Up on you, that was a joke.
Okay? Men are from Mars. Women are from, what is it? Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
That guy's a fag. Who would listen to that guy for any kind of advice? Men are like microwave, and women are like crock pot.
Sounds like that caveman show.
And if you listen to what that guy says, basically what he's saying is, pay attention to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're really listening or not.
Right.
Just pretend that you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're doing right now, Mike.
Just nodding my head there. I wish this was TV sometimes.
It is to blind people. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Speaking of pickle smoochers, you guys been watching the Regis and Kathy Lee show?
What did I tell you, Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
Gelman is dating Richard Simmons.
I don't watch.
Oh, of course.
I don't watch Regis and Kathy Lee when they're on location because it's always boring, and it's their second day at Mount Rushmore.
Today they had the Michael Gelman Richard Simmons piece.
Yes, today it was Richard Simmons and Gelman go out buying cowboy boots together.
Yeah, they're doing the City Slickers thing. That's what they did together. I didn't enjoy it as much as when they're in New Orleans and wearing the short shorts walking down in the French Quarter.
Oh, about Richard Simmons. You know he's got his own line of dolls out now.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
really? And I guess this is in the Inquirer. He took out a full-page ad that has a telephone number. It says, be a doll, call toll-free for a chat and a Thor referral near you. So guess who we're going to be calling on today's show?
We think it's wonderful that he's merchandising that product. Excitement abounds.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike, how you doing?
Hey, great, thank you.
Good. Did you see the Parade magazine in the Washington Post on Sunday? Tommy Mottola has a new love interest, Jennifer Lopez. I thought it was funny if Don had a comment on that.
On Tommy Mottola?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? I want to slip into it.
Sure.
How's it going, Tommy?
It's going fine.
How are you since, you know, the breakup of, what's her name?
The one face bitch!
Oh, yeah, that's Agent
Mariah
History.
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
How you doing since that breakup, Tommy?
I got a new piece of ass now.
Who would that be?
Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh, she's a hottie, Tommy.
I can balance a six-pack of butt on her ace. Hi, everybody. This is your old buddy, Tommy Mottola.
How's life treating you, Tommy? You look happier than ever now that you've got your new squeeze.
Since I got rid of that bitch, that one-faced bitch, and incidentally,
yeah,
since Tommy Mottola has not been managing her career, I noticed Mariah ain't got any top 10 records. Yeah, one-faced bitch.
Who's the name of the guy that would get her a top 10 record? If he
Tommy Mottola. Tommy only put my right side of my face in my video. Tommy only put the right side of my face in the video. Ah, you one-faced bitch.
What do you do, Tommy, if you ever get into a situation where you go into a restaurant in New York City and you walk in and they don't know who you are? What do you tell them?
I shoot him first. And then when he's laying there, choking on his own blood, I say, you know who shot you?
Who?
Tommy Mottola. Now, next time, give me a better table. And, oh, yeah, F-U-F ball. Hi, everybody. This is Tommy Mottola.
Oh, it's mellow Tommy Mottola. Yeah. You're mellowing out a little bit here, Tommy. You talked about Mariah.
Oh.
Shot a man just to watch him die.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I want to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. I've been listening for about 3 months now. And I was just saying, I listened to you yesterday, and you said that you were going to have a birthday celebration today.
We're going to have what?
A birthday celebration today.
Oh, yes, for Barry White, and we will on today's show.
Okay, great.
Why are you hanging me?
Huh?
Popped into my head and I said it.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Birthday celebration for me. I flew all the way across the country. Why are you hanging me?
Hello.
Don?
Yes, hi.
Hey, I just kind of want you guys to know that Madonna's been doing that British accent thing since back when she was doing Evita.
Oh, sure. So you've known it all along, haven't you? You got it all figured out, don't you?
I remember seeing a press conference that they held on it, and she was sitting there speaking, and my wife and I were watching. We looked at each other and said, she's speaking with an accent? Isn't she from Detroit?
You know, you can actually go back and you can hear that clip from Truth or Dare when she says, I'm not doing a show. There's a little bit of it there.
Yeah, but it's really affected now.
Sure,
though.
It's gotten worse and worse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, everybody. It's me, your old buddy, Tommy Mottola.
Is this your latest smash, Tommy?
This is my new group, the One-Faced Bitches.
Your lead singer is Jennifer Lopez, isn't it, Tommy?
Oh, what a piece of ass she is. She goes all night, Mike. It's my new group, Spectron 7.
That's an inside joke. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, they interviewed Madonna on Good Morning America the morning, and they were making fun of her accent.
I saw that interview. That
really?
Is where she held up her hand and showed that she's got the Indian hoodoo,
Hindu. The Indian hoodoo you think you are.
Where'd you get that accent, from osmosis or what? And they just silenced.
Was the guy with the Poindexter with the glasses asked that question?
No, Connie Chung, she was substituting for one of the gals.
Oh, Maury, men of your line time.
Why you have such affected accent, Super Robostar? What with you talking like some sort of B-sharp? You're from Detroit.
At least I could have my own child.
Oh, you're so cool, Madonna. How you dare you look at me, Connie Chung, and say how you can be so cool. Why you have to go right to my loins? Why you have to immediately go down to my loins? Oh, you cool. Cut me to the quick. That wasn't my fault. That was Molly Porridge.
Hello. On my show. Hello.
Radio Deities.
Yes, last call right here because we got to scream at North Turner at our next break.
All righty, I just want to call and tell you guys I think you're great. I've been listening to you guys since I was way too young. I'm having a really good day. I just got my first job. So I wanted to just tell you guys you're great and you're a lot of fun, and I'll keep listening to you forever.
Good luck at McDonald's. See you later.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Bye-bye. You don't hear him arguing the fact.
No, that's the job. Hey, a job is a job.
We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter is just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Sutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right.
No.
Thoughts. Thoughts.
It's October. And we all know what that means. Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow.
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Right.
Hey, Hank.
Come here.
Listen.
Come here. Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What?
Hey.
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit! Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired! Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
Bet.
Wow. I thought I had a hairy head.
The Don and Mike Show.
The first year that Bill Wyman left after they toured, who played bass for the Rolling Stones that year?
Harold Jones, Ricky.
Is he right? No, I thought it was Ollie Brown.
Oh, you're a...
The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade, Don Geronimo and Michael Maron.
We also have the phone number of
Zappa. Ah, this is Zappa lady.
This is not one of our setup wink-wink calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've actually tried to get her on the show before. I think around the time she was fired, we may have called and left some fantastic message on her answering machine.
Yes.
Oh, many
times.
Remember that? We got a lot of complaints about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we called and just played all of our farts out of it.
All right, well, maybe she's there. Hello?
Hi there. I can't even get a line to call out on. That's how gosh darn hot our show is.
It's a great show, and I want to tell you something. This is the first time I've gotten into you guys.
And also how hard our show is.
It's a wonderful... Hey, Mike O'Mara.
What?
You met me up in Folsom. I drove you in a Jeep.
Are you the guy that took Daryl and myself up to...
Yes, I am.
What was the name of that bar we went to?
We went to Sutter Street Saloon, my friend.
You remember how cold it was that night?
It was freezing, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my... Hey, listen, I'm down in L.A. now. I'm working at Nickelodeon. And I miss you guys because I can't get you down to L.A.
Well, we had a great time. Daryl and I had a great time that night. Daryl and I... We enjoyed some of the Napa Valley's finest wines.
Nah, you went to listen to Cajun music and drink a lot of hard alcohol.
Yeah, no, I wasn't drinking hard alcohol. I was drinking beer. I don't drink the hard stuff.
How about the cigars?
Oh, the cigars. Yes, I had a wonderful day. What was your name again?
My name's JD.
And you were the driver of the Jeep, and it was an open-air Jeep. And what would you say it was like 40 degrees that night?
It had to be 40 degrees, and I don't remember. Was Daryl had his head straight up in the air or was it to the side?
Daryl had a little too much day.
Daryl like Dino and the Flintstones? You know at the end when Dino sticks his head out of the top of the car when they had to drive him?
Daryl was sticking his head out of the car, but he wasn't being Dino. I've never seen Dino do that kind of yakking.
That was yakking, baby.
Well, listen, I will put you on hold because I know Mike would like to continue this conversation with you off air during our next break.
Put him on hold.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, Daryl had a rough night that night.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, my friend.
All right, calling Wendy now, the Snapple lady.
Mm-hmm.
Fella, congratulations.
Yeah.
And that great new gig.
I'm not available to take your call right now. If you're calling to schedule a radio interview, please call my assistant, Tracy Seaver, at 516.
She's not too full of herself, is she?
802, and she'll be delighted to set it up. Thanks for calling, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yes.
Hi. Bye.
Yes. Hey, Wendy, listen, we called to say congratulations on getting rehired. I'm getting some feedback here. I'm getting some...
There seems to be some interference on the line.
Interference. All I'm trying to do is say congratulations to Wendy the Snapple Lee. Oh, there it is.
Round of applause. It up.
Listen, we are so happy that you got your job back with the Snapple Corporation.
Way to go.
I can't tell you how glad I was to see you on TV this morning, turning the screws on the evil Quaker Oats Company.
You're the greatest, Wendy.
We're on your side, Wendy.
We are.
How long does it take the pig sound effect to recue? Is it, what is that, on a 40-second cart?
Oh, must be.
Oh, that's a long one.
You've tipped our hand.
There's that pesky interference back again.
You're busted.
Hey, listen, congratulations, Wendy.
Way to go.
What does your brand of Snapple taste like, the one that has your picture on the bottle?
And is it caramel-colored? Questions we need answered. Thank you.
Right, congratulations. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. It wasn't as bad as the last time we called.
No, not nearly
and
as bad.
At least this time it's in better circumstances.
Sure.
Yeah.
The pig got a job.
Oh, God.
You know, nothing wrong with being a pig. I'm a pig myself.
I'm a pig.
But listen, you know, you don't see us going on television.
God, I wish we were on television.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see us going on TV going, hey, I'm so glad that the Quaker Oats Company finally learned what's up. I'm the reason Snapple was popular with my big Carmen Miranda hat.
You didn't like her, did you?
No. And these are real pigs, the sound effects?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the oldest sound effects we have.
There's an amusement park out here in D.C., and one of their Gone by the Wayside promotions was that they were going to have a petting zoo.
Yes.
And this was around the time we had a morning zoo.
Right.
And we did our show from this amusement park one day, and they very proudly brought out two pigs.
Yeah, named Don and Mike.
Oh. And those pigs lived for a while at that amusement park, didn't they?
Yeah, and they didn't like being handled, and that was the sound that they'd make when they were handled. It was not pretty to hear, and the pigs were squirming quite a bit. I'm not sure whether they continue to keep them at the exhibit after their appearance on our show.
They were real pigs.
I am now.
Okay, let's try the guy with the Packer backer
tractor. $38,000 for this tractor.
There you go. West Bend, Wisconsin. So here's what the ad says. It's in one of these Auto Trader magazines. The original Green Bay Packer backer tractor. It's a lawnmower, for goodness sake.
Yeah, hey there, Packer backer tractor.
Limited edition, simplicity, 16-horsepower lawn tractor, 48 autographs, including Brett Favre, Reggie White, Desmond Howard. I can get more. Driven to Lambeau Field. I tell you what, I'll pay you if you get Vince Lombardi to sign it, okay?
There you go. Then that would be a treat. Get that hand to come out of the coffin to sign that.
Driven to Lambeau Field for local radio station's nationally recognized contest. Ah, that's obviously what that lady Sally called about.
Okay, he wants to make a $30,000 profit.
Meticulously cared for it. Certificates of authenticity for signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Price? 38 thou.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You know, the greatest thing will be, I sold it.
Yeah, yeah. Then we got to get the number of the guy that bought it.
To congratulate him, too.
$38,000?
Ooh.
crazy.
For a lawnmower?
Crazy.
Deranged.
Oh.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing our national radio show right now.
Yeah.
We were calling to inquire as to the availability of the original Green Bay Packer backer tractor.
Yes.
Have you sold it yet?
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
Wow.
No.
I'm a huge Packer fan, and I would be willing to offer $500.
$500 for the tractor.
I realize I'm putting you on the spot doing a live radio show and everything, but I'm a real big Packer fan. You know, my family was from that area.
Is this a joke?
No, not a joke. I see it here, a riding lawnmower with a big G on the side of it.
Correct.
And a face mask on the front of it.
Yes.
And I was told it was for sale, and I would be willing to... I realize it's a lot of money, but I'm hoping that I could get ahead of anyone else in the bidding.
Well, that you would have to discuss with my husband.
You think he'd be willing to part with it for $500?
No.
Well, what's he... do you have any idea of the ballpark, what he wants for it?
He couldn't be asking any more than that. I might go, listen, $600.
Well, sir, there is like over... I would say close to 50 autographs on it.
Well,
all right, maybe $750.
Oh, come on. What are you, out of your mind?
Well, listen, I know that it's a lot of money, Mike, but I'm a huge Packers fan.
$750 for a tractor?
That's how much I love the team.
All right. Yeah, what does he want for it? Hello?
Yes. I think he's asking
$3,800? $3,800.
Listen, that's a lot of money. I don't know if I could go $3,800. Wow, for a lawnmower?
He wants $3,800 for it?
Well, why don't you call back and you can deal with him?
Is that what he wants for it? $3,800?
It's in the magazine.
I don't have a magazine in front of me, man.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yes, I think it's right around that.
$3,800.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
with
right.
With all the autographs on it.
With the autographs. Oh, now you know what? Someone has just brought me a copy of the ad right here.
Yeah, the
what
autographs are all on it.
What does the ad say, Don?
Let me see. The original Green Bay Packer backer tractor.
Is that the ad, ma'am?
Limited edition, 16 horsepower lawn tractor.
Correct.
48 autographs. I can get more. Driven to Lambeau Field for local radio station's nationally recognized contest. Meticulously cared for it. Certificate of authenticity.
$38,000? Is that what he wants for it?
If that's what it says.
All right, that's not funny. Are you still there?
I am.
I apologize. Yeah. Somebody on the show thought that was kind of funny. $38,000.
Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we were just going over the ad.
I have to deal with my husband. With
right.
That. That wouldn't be a typo, would it?
$38,000. Listen, that's not funny.
Hey, cut it out.
Stop that right now.
$38,000.
All right, so if that is the firm price, I will have to get with my wife, because that's a lot of money.
Okay.
You know, we just got a condo down at the beach, and that's roughly what we paid for our condo down at the beach.
Yeah, but you're a big fan.
Yeah, I love the Packers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. $38,000, huh?
So you'll get together with your wife and see if she'll let you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Is she gone?
Hello?
Oh dear, I think the storms have arrived. Homer loves a good thunderstorm.
Please hang up and try again.
Yeah, she hung up.
$38,000.
But at least she knows the product and knows the asking price.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, even she was embarrassed by that. That's why she just said 38.
You're going to have to ask my husband.
All right, I'll ask your husband.
He comes home. Hey, bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is off the air now.
Calling on request lines right now.
This is the only number I have. If you want to give me an...
When you call the request line, you're on the air, and, you know, it's your prerogative to do whatever you want. You see?
But yeah, I understand.
Well, we take these. You have the option when you're calling a request line to do whatever you want, like to hang up, do whatever you want.
This is the number that was shown on my ID.
Well, yes, and we don't deny that we called yesterday because I wanted to make a bid on your tractor.
We did a bid on the $38,000 tractor.
How much, Mike?
$38,000.
So yes, what did you want to say?
What's up? Hello?
Off the air, please.
No, look, if you're calling it, we're not going to talk to you.
What
off
do you
the
want
air.
To What do you want to say off the air? I'll tell you this. I'll take your call off the air.
On the air. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the free advertising.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
Don't mention it.
Our pleasure. Whenever we can. Don's a big Packer fan.
Sure. I am.
He is.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay.
Tell him what your son's name is.
My son is named Bart, after Bart Starr. But listen, no matter how much of a Packer fan I am, I can't imagine anybody in their right mind paying $38,000 for a lawn tractor.
Have you had any takers? Anybody come close?
I don't have to defend myself on the price that I'm asking. Obviously, I'm going nationwide. What I'm asking for is obviously what I will end up taking.
What do you want? What are you asking for?
What do you want?
What are you asking for?
Right, go ahead and push that laugh button again.
Oh, all right. Listen, what is it you want?
Okay, yesterday when you called my wife.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but isn't it against the law to have somebody on the air?
Listen, when we called your wife yesterday, the first thing we said was, we are on the air. You have to notify somebody.
You notify somebody, and that's what we did. And we did.
You did.
Yes, we did.
And during the conversation,
I can't help it if your wife is so dim-witted she can't figure that out. But we did say that to her, and we do have a legal department, and we do keep that stuff on file. So what is your next point?
Okay, well, as long as you told her that you were on the
air. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Okay. What's your next point?
That's my only point.
Okay, well, that's it.
And that's a good one. That's a good point. I'd say that point is worth $38,000.
Anything else?
Do you have a tape of what you said to my wife yesterday? Obviously, since you're a radio station, you must...
Why don't you hire yourself a lawyer, Big Shot, and sue us, okay?
Well, maybe you'll have to end up paying more than 38.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Why don't you... Listen, we work for CBS Radio. Write it down. That's C.B.S. I know you're from Wisconsin, so I'll say that a little slower for you. C.B.S.
Can you say that a little slower, please?
I'm telling you, if your bone of contention here is that you think your wife was not notified she was on the air, we did. And we do have proof of that.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay, so what's your next point?
Was my only point.
That's your only point. Well,
that's a pretty weak point.
That's it.
Well, she never told me that she was notified that she was on the air.
Of course she didn't, but she was.
She didn't even know it was a radio station.
Well, of course she didn't.
The ID caller, she thought it was just some prankster calling her.
It was not a prankster. Well,
I can't believe you don't have pranksters calling, though, advertising a lawnmower for $38,000. Listen, I have a very busy docket today. What else can we do for you?
Send me a tape of what you said to my wife yesterday.
No. I don't have to do that.
I don't have it on tape then.
I don't have to supply you with a tape.
No, we're not obligated to do that.
I'll sell you the tape, okay? For $38,000.
See, we're just having a little fun on our radio show. That's what we do.
Yeah, I'm sure all your listeners out there are having a good time.
Of course.
They all got a big laugh. I got lots of great feedback about...
You're making me smile. I think it's kind of funny also.
All right, good.
There you go.
Then we don't have a problem, and your wife was notified, and so...
Well, you know, I can defend myself. I'm just worried.
That's good.
I just don't think it's right that you call up my wife and harass her over the phone.
Listen, for the last time, we didn't harass your wife. For goodness sakes.
What we did is we called, we asked about the price, and your wife really wasn't even sure about the price. And what we did was when we mentioned $38,000, we played the sound effect. That's all we did.
Okay, well that's fine as long as you can prove that you notified her.
I don't have to prove anything. Listen, you bratwurst eating nudnik. I don't have to prove anything to you. I don't have to prove a stinking thing to you. My word is my bond, and I'm telling you we did it. If you don't think we did, then you should get yourself a high-powered lawyer and get yourself blah, 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 blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Because we did tell her.
I don't have to defend myself to some yahoo from Wisconsin who's trying to rip the people off by selling a tractor for $38,000. Okay, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
All right. Have we made ourselves clear?
No.
Oh, we haven't?
No.
How have we not made ourselves clear?
Steve? You say that you don't have to prove anything, but you're going to have to.
Well, I will wait. I will wait for, what's the lawyer's name there in Mayberry where you live? I will wait for Otis to call. Listen, we got a big legal department, pal.
That's good. It doesn't take what, do you think you're bigger because that makes you greater or what?
No, we don't think anything. We're just simply telling you what happened.
Right.
I'm thinking that you're so stupid you can't figure out that when I tell you, you're on the radio now. And I'm telling you and I'm telling 2.8 million people that when we called your wife yesterday, the first thing we said was, we're on the air. Then we said, we're doing our show. Now, even a rock could figure out. Yeah, and I know that a rock can't talk and a rock can't speak, but even a rock would know at that point, a potted plant would know that they're on the air.
And lots of people hang up on us when we do that. It happens all the time.
I believe it, but I'm
sure.
Still here.
We were nothing but polite to your wife.
Well, as long as you have the tape to prove it.
Fine.
Well,
then I'll be waiting to hear from you,
We're not under no obligation to send that tape to you.
I'll see you in the People's Court.
That's right. We'll be in front of Judge Wapner together.
Why do you think you've been done so wrong? Nothing's happened to you. You were just busted. Someone called your bluff on this $38,000 thing.
What's your address there in Virginia?
You can write to us at North Pole.
Just like Santa Claus.
My name is Santa Claus, and my friend's name is the Easter Bunny. And send it to us at the North Pole.
My advice to you would be to lower the price of that tractor, relax, and enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, it only cost me $89 to run that ad for 2 months.
Sure, well, that's great.
Well, great. Then that means,
you know something?
That means you're going to make 37...
Why don't you guys just be quiet and let me say what I want to say?
Why?
It's our show.
I understand that.
Listen, you're working under the misnomer that this is some kind of a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. $38,000 is too much to charge for a lawnmower, and I don't care if you paid $100,000 for the ad. It's too much.
Now, if you get somebody to pay it, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, call us back. We'll put that on the air. I'd love to interview that guy.
I'll fax you a copy of the check, right?
You don't have to fax us a copy of the check. Just call and leave a message and say you sold it, and we will, as soon as we get that information, we will pass that along to our listeners.
We would take your word. You won't take our word, but we would take yours.
If you really called up and said, yes, I did sell it, we would take your word for it. Because, I mean,
obviously, $38,000 is the asking price. What I would seriously take for it is a lot lower.
Like what? I mean, if you're willing, if we're talking price now, would you like to share that with us? Hey, come on.
Listen, what I've seen around here in Wisconsin, what they go for.
Okay, so there other people have sold Packers.
Yeah, I see them in the Milwaukee Journal.
Yeah, and
here and there.
What's the going price for one in the Milwaukee Journal?
It depends on how many autographs that it has.
All right, say it's got an autograph of the whole Super Bowl winning team.
How much?
More than 10.
More than 10?
More than 10,000.
More than 10,000?
Well, why don't you drop your price by, I don't know, $28,000?
that's
possible. I could do that.
Okay, well, you know,
I probably would end up taking 10 for it.
Well, you know, if you're done being mad at us, or we can go two ways with this. If you're done being...
Who says I'm not done being mad?
Oh, he's not done being mad yet.
Mad at you doesn't mean I can't have fun with you.
Okay, that's great. That's fine.
Right?
But we'd like to hear from you, you see.
Right. Let us know what you finally sell it for.
That would be great because it would be closure on this, of course, until your lawyer calls us.
Okay,
and
but you have to understand,
the tape.
Out of the 320 tractors that were made, this is the only one that gained a national attention.
Well, and listen, if you think that is worth $38,000,
it just might be. You never know.
That's right.
You never know.
And once again, and I reiterate once again, if you call us, if you sell that thing for $38,000,
we'll put it on the air.
We will put it on the air,
and then you'll have it all on a big billboard there in Virginia, right?
We'll paint it. We'll paint it on our foreheads.
Okay, great.
We'll say Steve sold his tractor for $38,000.
Okay, Steve? Listen, lighten up, my friend, okay?
I'm doing fine.
We're just having some fun.
I know, but I don't think it's right to call my wife. That's the only
thing. Well, Steve, for the last damn time, we gave your wife notification.
I understand that, but she doesn't remember.
Listen, I don't have to give people an IQ test if we call them up. The law is, if you tell somebody you're on the air, if they're not bright enough to figure it out, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
Really?
We did.
I understand. I believe you.
Good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you do, Steve, because we're telling you the truth. And they're also telling you the truth about, I really want to find out if you sell that thing for 38 grand. We want to hear from you, and I mean that.
What will you do when I do call you?
We'll give you a standing ovation.
All right.
Yeah, but listen, this is a moot point because you're not going to sell it for 38. Call me.
Probably
listen,
not.
What does it cost you? What's the tractor worth, like $8,000?
Out of the crate?
Yeah, out of the crate.
Well, the Packers won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Listen, take the signatures out. What is the lawn tractor worth?
Before or after the Packers won the Super Bowl?
Listen, just answer the question, will you? How much?
Well, dramatically after they won the
How much?
Over five.
I would bet, my final bet would be that you sell it for $5,000. That you won't find anybody dumb enough to pay anywhere near $38,000.
People in Wisconsin are paying more than that, and this is going nationwide.
Have you gotten any offers at all on the tractor?
Yes, I have.
All right, what's the highest offer?
Even before I ran the ad.
What's the highest offer you've gotten for the tractor?
It was 10.
10?
Well, I would advise you to take it. Take the money and run.
Take 10?
That was about 4 months ago.
Well, if you don't get anything from that ad, I'd take the 10.
You get Vince Lombardi to sign it, and I'll give you $38,000, okay? How about that?
That would be a good one.
Yeah, a good one.
Oh, you betcha,
Yeah, what?
If I got him to sign it, I would have to raise the price.
Yes, right. Okay.
Probably $48,000.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
Well, I'm glad you guys had your fun.
We did.
Hope you had a little fun, too, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, the toughest man in Wisconsin calling us today.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Hi.
Yeesh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's really funny is the bank job away in Sea Caucus. I'm in the middle of the weeds laying down. He comes over, he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm resting. Yeah, you're resting. Beach in a box. I know I'm resting. I'm resting. They pull me in. They start giving me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual. Zero. Nothing. I tell you. He says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go your mother. Steve, pow, boom, bing. You saw the paper, Anthony. My head was up like this. Now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big fuck again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go fuck your mother. I thought he was going to sh- Ow, Pete! I wish I was big just one. You're the big cops.
Really funny. Really funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What?
Just, you know, you're just funny. The way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about that?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong, see?
Oh, Anthony.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how. What?
You're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here. You're telling me.
Your mother, I almost had him. You're stuttering. Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
You're not going to believe this.
I love Charlie Saul.
Incredible!
O'Connor, Luann.
And at first, I guess I'm just really dumb because for a while it was over my head. I couldn't figure out. I mean, it became obvious, but I couldn't figure out why Hank didn't want to go back to work.
Right.
My wife had to explain it to me. Yeah. My wife said, he's afraid of propane.
Fear of propane.
But, oh, that's not funny.
Right? No, it's serious. Like, too dramatic. It's a cartoon. It's supposed to be absurdist comedy, come on.
Although it was funny at the end when Hank Hill was trying to tell the Chinese guy's story, and he made it like Tom Landry and the Detroit Lions and Roger Staubach. Oh, I've seen his infomercial.
And then Bobby Hill tells his little joke, and it kind of fades out in the background, and you come away after it. You get caught up in the hype machine when they try to sell a show so much.
Well, the thing is, there's so few shows on TV left that are really good that, I mean, I could give a rat's ass which one of those four characters died because they're cartoons. I just look forward to sitting down for a half hour and seeing something that's not going to be an exact copy of Friends or Jerry Seinfeld or ER.
Mm-hmm. Right. At one point, I was hoping that Luann wouldn't be killed because she's one of my favorite characters. And then at the end of that show, I was hoping perhaps Luann might have walked back into the Megalomart and there might have been another explosion because there was too much Luann last night.
I did laugh when she started talking to the puppets, though.
Major babies.
Yeah. That's a bad look with all her hair cut off, too.
I know. We're talking about a cartoon.
I know.
They won't stay with it. It's a bad look.
I know they won't, but...
See, in cartoon reality, it's not like you have to wait a couple of weeks for it to grow back. You know, you'll actually have, hopefully, the normal Luann next week.
I hope so. I hope that she doesn't have, like, nubs, you know, and peach fuzz and stuff. I hope that she goes back to her regular hair. I like the wig she put on. The wig she put on was fine. Yeah. As soon as she put the wig on, I went, oh, okay, that's good.
I thought that was nice of all the other people at the beauty school to actually make that wig out of the hair leavings for Luann.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, great, thanks.
I have a, I got in touch with the number that is the Don and the, I mean, not Don, Tom Gavin Show. Oh. Interested in having the number?
No, sir. No.
You're not?
No.
No, absolutely not. No.
Oh, come on.
No. No, thank you.
All righty.
All right, thank you, though. I mean, no thank you.
Haven't heard the, tag. We haven't heard his name mentioned on the show recently.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Right.
Well, I'm sure he'll call Christine like a million times now that he heard someone mention his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christine, you make sure you tell him that we love Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Christine. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, do you guys ever pee in the shower when you're taking a shower?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes.
That's but? Three affirmatives.
Yeah. Yes, it's unanimous.
Okay, I don't feel bad now.
Well, you shouldn't. Most people do.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. I'll one up you guys.
No. You thought Jerry was going to say, no, that's never Robbie. No.
Oh, it's the only place I go. But don't you remember a few years ago you did an office survey and found that ladies admitted to it.
However, Madonna, I think when she was on Letterman one time, said that she did it as a way to cure athlete's foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I do all the time.
When was the last time?
Today.
Today. You beat me. You see, here I thought I was going to one-up you on that, and we both did it today.
A lot of times, as a matter of fact, because, you know, I drink an incredible amount of water. I drink, like, 4 liters of water.
Good.
Just in the morning alone.
Right. That's why they've got that big train, like, Hooterville thing next to your house, all filled with delicious spring water.
And a lot of times, if I've had a lot of water to drink, I will hold it
yes.
until time to go take a shower, because then it's like an added bonus when the hot water
hits your hands.
No, not what I do is I put the shower head so that it hits right at bladder level, and then I sit there. It almost becomes a sexual experience because I wait and wait and wait, and then it's like.
Do you check the water temperature with your hand before you get into the shower?
Oh, yes. And
that's when I get the urge. As soon as it hits my hand, I actually, you know, it's the old thing of soaking your hand in warm water when somebody is sleeping.
Right.
When my hand hits that water and starts to warm up, that's when I got to get into that shower quick.
My wife is always busting my chops because I will turn the shower on before I get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll turn the shower on when I'm fully clothed, leave it running to make sure that it gets warm enough. And sometimes I'll actually sit down, phone will ring, I'm talking on the phone, shower's still running. She'll go, "You're wasting water." I said, "Hey, look up at the sky, we got plenty of water."
It's going to rain soon.
See, if you did that at my house, you'd be out of hot water before you got in.
You got a small water heater?
I had at the apartment, a very small tank, yeah.
Well, that's why you're now a homeowner, though, right?
Very soon, yes.
Right.
Oh, you know, the difference will be amazing.
Yes,
with your own home, you will have a giant full-sized water heater.
Hooray!
And you're pretty convinced, although you haven't said it, Buzz, you're pretty convinced that now you're going to be fired, right, because you're buying a house?
Oh, yeah, it's a done deal. It always works that way.
You know, Buzz is very superstitious like that. He and Marcia bought a house one time in Chicago.
Right.
Like 15 years ago.
Right.
And was it the day after you bought the house?
No, within 3 months of the time that I bought the house, after Buddy Scott assured me that I had a job, then...
He was fired.
I was out of there.
He was fired.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to happen this time, Buzz. You'll enjoy your new home.
Great.
Your brand new home with a big water heater.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But yes, I do pee in the shower.
Yeah.
Hey.
I enjoy it.
Hey.
It relaxes and centers me.
I enjoy it as well. I think that it's perhaps more satisfying than being out in the, you know, the cold on the cold tile in front of the bathroom.
Nothing beats peeing off your deck, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do that every day, too.
Peeing outside is one of the privileges we as men enjoy.
Every day, Buzz.
Oh, you are a free man.
Every day, sure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know what? I was just reading my copy of the Ken Starr report.
Yes.
And you know the part where it says that Clinton has to zip up real quick because I think someone's going to catch him?
Well, which part is that? But yes, that happens a lot, right?
Right. Do you see what Monica said to him at that point?
Well, didn't we read this all on the air? But what is it? Refresh my memory.
In that part, she said, "Oh, my God, man, how'd you get your beans above your franks?"
A little something about Mary reference.
Thank you, Warren. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering when and if they were going to have an affiliate down in the Los Angeles area.
When hell freezes over, I believe, is the standard answer at Westwood One. Wow. However, you know what they like telling people? Oh, yes, Don and Mike have cleared Los Angeles because we're in Oxnard.
Oxnard over the mountains.
Oh. Yeah. In Ventura, you know, right. In the ghetto. Yeah.
If you live in Malibu and you have an actual radio-sized tower attached to your personal stereo system, you may be able to get us towards the evening.
You got a better chance of picking up our Sacramento station in Los Angeles than you do our station in Oxnard.
But at least the Sacramento station does get into parts of San Francisco because we've gotten a lot of calls from San Francisco.
Hello.
Listen to us.
Don and Mike Show. We're hopelessly optimistic.
Yes, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Just wanted to follow up on the peeing in the shower to see if anybody's ever peed in a utility sink down in the unfinished basement.
No, sir.
Running upstairs and going to the bathroom?
Well, see, the utility sink in my house is on the main level next to the washer.
And? That's where ours is, too. And no, I have not done that.
So that now, there's something about being in there with all the laundry where that might be... taboo. Peeing in the sink.
I've never done that either.
Very evil.
No. I've never done that.
No. Well, you got to let the water run or you build up some bubbles and a ring around the tub.
Wouldn't you have to, like, stand on a chair or something?
No.
How much urine are you displacing, sir, when you're talking about a ring around the basin?
I displace a lot of urine. I mean,
bubbles up and leaves a ring? My God. I mean, either you have bad drainage or
a lot of iron.
My God. Wow.
We had a roommate that I hated in college. And we always used to pee in his sink. just to get back at him.
I have a college urine story also. We had a guy that we nicknamed him Mad Dog, and Mad Dog was a notorious, I've told this story on the air before, he was a notorious sleepwalker. And we called him Mad Dog. He didn't look anything like a Mad Dog. He was just a wimpy, soft, jellyfish kind of guy who was a very good student, very eccentric, but a terrible sleepwalker. And I'm sitting there, and I was in one of those fraternity houses,
right,
and we're sitting there, we're doing our homework one night. I'm sitting there with one of the girls from the sorority house next door. Mad Dog, it's probably like 10 o'clock at night. Mad Dog walks in, walks right by us, the kitchen table, walks over to the kitchen trash can, unzips his fly, whips it out,
yeah,
and pees right into the trash can, and just for about 2 minutes. Well, she screams, runs out of the kitchen, going, "Oh, my God!" I start laughing, and I'm watching Matt. I immediately start getting people from the rest of the house to come in. 2 minutes, this guy is doing this, and the next day we actually put Mad Dog's toilet and put it into the men's room for Mad Dog when he woke up.
That's not the grossest. Where's Charles Broyhill? He gets the prize.
The best urine story?
I know he's peed in a sink before, but I also know there's something worse than peeing in a sink.
Well, he has the worst bathroom habits. Anyway, Mr. Why Bother to Flush?
Charlie Broyhill has the same habits when you go down to the National Zoo and you look at the monkeys.
Really?
That's like watching Charlie in the bathroom. Charlie?
Yes.
Come on.
The water fountain?
The water fountain.
Oh, no.
In high school.
Oh,
in high school. I peed in a water fountain. Not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes those stalls in this bathroom gets backed up.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the water fountain at school.
Water fountain, yeah.
You must have had to pick your spot for that.
Well, we were watching some film of our upcoming football game, and I didn't feel like leaving, so I just... Right there outside the room.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello. He is. Hello. We are.
Got a question for you.
Yeah, turn down your radio, please.
I'm sorry. Okay, down. Have you seen that story on the internet about the people that have been associated with the Clinton administration that have been killed or have gotten murdered?
You know what that is like? That is like the story on the internet about the similarities between Jean-Luc Picard and... James T. Kirk, or why Elvis was like Jesus.
Yeah, total fiction is what it is.
Well, correct. Interesting reading, though.
Have you read it? Debatable. No, I don't read much crap on the internet, man.
Yeah, I got it today. Real, real interesting stuff.
I think it'd be a lot more interesting if you wrote that conspiracy thing and about people who have died connected with Saturday Night Live. I think you'd have much more interesting. You know, they're dropping like flies.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Leo. I'm in Pleasanton, California. I got two questions.
Yes, Leo.
One, if you're staying over at somebody else's house, do you pee in their shower?
Yes, sir. Affirmative.
Okay. And two, there's a bit on Mad TV called Lowered Expectations. I'd just like to get your take on that little skit that they do.
I don't think anybody in this room watches Mad TV, do we?
I haven't seen that.
No.
We don't watch that show because of our... Lowered Expectations.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Dave from D.C.
Yes, Dave.
I got a thick story for you regarding the peeing in the shower.
Yes.
It's called a log and leave.
Let me just say that right now, the guy who runs the show, who's sitting back there, the guy with his finger on the button, they got a guy... Because they don't trust us, just like they don't trust Howard Stern.
Right. He's resting his finger on it right now.
There's a guy who they've hired just to sit and delete out any questionable stuff that happens on the show. This has been chock full, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder how much of this show has actually gotten out on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's been a lot worse on this show, Don.
Yeah, but it's all been all in the first hour, though.
Yeah, chock full.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Listen, I just hung up on that guy.
Log and leave. That'd be a good name for like a drive-through pancake house.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mike O'Mara's Log and Leave.
How you doing? Would you like your flapjacks? You know, just dress it up like a big old log cabin. Hi, and I'd be out there with a big lumberjack shirt, big smile on my face. Welcome to Log and Leave.
It'd have to be your head, like, you know, Jack in the Box, like the clown's head. It would just be a plastic Mike O'Mara head. Hi.
Welcome to Log and Leave.
Welcome to Log and Leave. Can I help you, please?
Log and Leave, where you get your flapjacks to go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, in high school, we had a post-Thanksgiving party at a friend's house, and this guy got all liquored up, went over to the refrigerator, opened it up, and peed all of the Thanksgiving turkey and the leftovers.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, hi, Mike.
Somewhere this took an ugly turn.
Yes, it did. Just I don't know where it came from.
I think when we signed on today. Well, I got plenty of that today if anybody wants any of that.
Get it right out to the fans.
Hello?
I don't know if I can beat that last story, but I'm wondering, hi, Don, hi, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, if Mad Dog happens to be the guy I'm dating now.
Really?
Because when I first moved in and we had my TV on the floor in the bedroom, the middle of the night I wake up and he's peeing all over my TV. And I holler. I mean, and he's peed elsewhere, but I was hollering because now he's peeing on my stuff. And I'm so afraid to turn the TV on, but I'm hollering at him, you know, why aren't you in the bathroom? And he's like, I am in the bathroom.
See, it's just kind of a graduated step of bedwetting. You know, you're not bedwetting anymore, but then bingo.
I think he's just placed his territory.
Maybe it wasn't pee. Oh. Think about that. Depends what he was watching.
Depends what was on the TV.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, one time I was drunk. And I peed in a mailbox.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're finding all sorts of receptacles around here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have one that's not quite as disgusting as the water fountain.
Really?
Yeah, I was sound asleep. My boyfriend had come home just a little inebriated. And I heard him get up out of the bed and walk over to the closet and open the door and pee into one of my shoes.
Hey, I wonder if he aimed for it.
That looked out of my show.
Yeah, I got a urine story.
Okay, listen, can I tell everybody something? I'm just starting to burn aloe. I'm starting to get some burn in my pee right now. I'm starting to get filled to the brim.
Yeah, these pee stories are giving you a burning sensation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend.
Pass Spokane.
What?
Pass Spokane.
All right, I didn't get it the second time either.
Something about Spokane.
Ah.
Spokane's up north, towards Seattle, Canada.
Or Spokane, Washington, is that what you're talking about?
I think I've identified the problem, though, because Canada turned into Canada.
Conda, yeah.
Conda.
Conda.
Welcome to Conda.
I'm from Spokane, that's near Conda.
So you're calling us from Spokane, Washington.
That'd do it.
Turn down your radio, please.
Turn your radio down. This is pretty fascinating.
It's drop some syllables, man.
Hello? I had to buy you a vowel.
Wow. No, buy him a consonant.
Oh, by the way, the radio must be a long ways away.
What's so fascinating?
You, my friend.
Did you turn the radio down?
It's down.
No, let's listen. I hear something in the background.
That's my echo of the radio.
The echo of the radio would
well,
be...
Well, it's the living room, man.
No, it's still turned up. We can still hear it.
Gonna turn it off, right?
Okay.
All right.
He'll be right back.
It's in the living room. It's just like three steps away.
This guy's calling us from Canned Ham.
Better?
Spokane's very close to Canned Ham.
Canned Ham.
Canned Ham.
Candy.
Hello. What do you? No, no. Come on.
You're not able to speak.
I can speak. I got an impediment.
You have an impediment?
Impediment.
Oh. You have a speech impediment. Oh, well, that's interesting.
What is the speech impediment?
I have half tongue.
Is that true?
No.
No, I don't think so.
So your impediment is that you just can't put the words together real well.
That's right. Long, tragic life.
How old are you, sir?
20.
What do you do for a living?
Make pizzas.
Yeah. Have you ever spent any time at all breathing through your nose?
I try every now and then. When I sleep, I try to.
But most of the time, it's all the
mouth
oxygen.
Mouth breather, right?
Is right through your mouth.
That's it.
You want to guess how big this guy's forehead is? I'm going to guess that he's at least a six-incher. At least 6 inches. And I'm talking from hairline to eyebrow line.
I bet it's as big as Mount St. Helens before the eruption.
You think it's as big as one of the guys' heads on Mount Rushmore?
Pretty damn close.
With the same cracks and dings in it. There's that car goo on his forehead.
Bigger forehead than you guys got, though.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Hey, give him a round of applause.
You win.
Yes, you do have a bigger forehead than anyone in this room.
You the man.
I'm not the man. You guys are the man.
No, king of the foreheads.
King of the foreheads.
King of the foreheads. That's you. Forehead king.
Well, we're looking forward to you guys coming up here. When are you guys going to do that?
I think in November, sir.
November was October, wasn't it?
I don't know. We're landing the plane on your forehead, though, when we arrive in Spokane.
Well, just look for the lights.
Look for the lights.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It'll be right around Christmas.
Yeah.
We will. Goodbye.
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
No, thank you.
Goodbye. Hello. The Great Northwest. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're fine, thanks.
Good. I got a story for you. I took a shower with my wife, and it's kind of...
Did too, or did he, you know, was it nature calling beyond your control?
Well, I think it was a combination of both. It was a convenient place to go, and
God.
She didn't notice until I asked her to look down because the water was kind of warm.
You know, a lot of times when my wife is, like, doing her hair or something and I'm taking a shower, I pee, but she never catches on because I always turn around so my back is to her. I don't want her to be hip to the fact that I do that.
Yeah, you got
to
make sure you don't have asparagus for dinner that day.
Oh, yeah. P-U, does that make your pee stink, right? Like, pee smells so good anyway without asparagus.
All right.
You can't do that if you have asparagus.
What are you doing in there?
Okay, last call. Hello, Don Mike Show. Especially when it's all hot in the shower.
Steaming.
You know, steam rises. And
yeah. I mean, you have a super big plate of asparagus. You just cannot do that.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I am. Hello.
Hey,
you know something? Our innermost details of our personal lives being exposed.
Yeah.
Be honest.
I'm thinking.
It's nothing to think about. I mean, I know you have. I mean, if you're watching pay-per-view during the day, I know you got to do that once.
You got to have a good memory to do that to last all the way. I am going to acknowledge I have, yes.
I would tell you if I did, because I don't think there's anything shameful about it. I have not. I have not.
More than once. Well,
I think most
you
guys
try.
Do.
Okay, I will, based on your recommendation, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another reason to get that TV installed in the shower.
On a stick, yeah.
So to speak.
Wouldn't that be great?
Hey, Buzz took his funny pills today. Okay, this is really the last call. This is the last call we're ever going to take. So let's make it a good one.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. It's a pee story. My sister-in-law peed in a hamper.
Okay, thank you. All right, and that will be the last call that we ever take.
Touche.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The network advantages. See VerizonWireless.com for details.
Don and Mike, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Sweet Home, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Pop the magic dragon in China.
Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really... To smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falcon?
No. No. What? No. Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a request. Someone asked me to do a message for you, so you want to vote it. I love you, Kim Smith. Well, I don't take that for granted, but I love you.
Fuck you.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My lady and I got into it about bills today a little bit.
It's that time of year. I think it's that time of year where the fun of the summer comes back to bite everyone a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely don't like being around when my wife is paying bills.
Yeah, I don't like... my wife does that in our household, too, and it's a very, very stressful thing when she brings me into the equation.
Well, see, I kind of figured out that Frida was doing it. She's on a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I walk by and I see that the screen is that, we got that Quicken thing where you pay your bills on the computer. And I see that and immediately I went downstairs to hide.
You run.
So I'm down in the cave, you know, with the TV turned up real loud. And it's about 2 hours later. Mm-hmm. And I figure she's got to be done with it, right? So I go upstairs because I'm looking for some relations.
Yep, right.
Make no bones about it. I am a horny man.
You are indeed.
And I wanted my marital obligations.
Right.
And I went upstairs, and she was still on the computer, Now, I couldn't tell that she was still paying the bills, right? So, because she had some kind of a blank screen, and she was, like, just typing stuff, right? So she's at the screen, and she's... He's going right. She's got on her. She got on her leotard because she's been working out, right?
Yeah, that's kind of an attractive come hither outfit,
right? So I go up and I start the move where I'm like rubber back a little bit,
right?
And I'm getting not a bit of response. I might as well be touching a wax dummy at this point because she's not giving me anything. As soon as I lifted up the straps, like to pull the straps down over her shoulders,
yeah.
This is the move she gives me. Like this, both arms go up. The straps that had been, oh, maybe an inch down, they snap back up, and she says, take a look at how much our credit card bills are.
Oh,
and
no.
It's right away. You want to talk about ruining
the best of times to the worst of times in one move.
Ruining the beautiful moment. And then, you know, then it's like when I'm a little kid, because I got to sit there and I got to look at everything.
And get lectured about everything.
Yeah. Like, we'll just say, see this? Now, a lot of it is her spending also, right? Although we conveniently go past that.
Yeah, it's your fault. When the bills are too much, it is your out-of-control spending.
Right, so I said to her, listen, what's the problem? You know, we will just have to stop spending so much money. Right? She says, it's not that easy. I said, well, the damage has already been done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've already spent this money. We already got the junk.
Nothing you can do about it.
Right. I should be married to you. You and I would have no problems about money.
Yeah, we'd be broke inside of a month.
We'd be broke living in a one-room apartment with a hot plate, and we'd have a great TV system.
Hey, Don, I'm home. Hey, listen, I bought a plane. Do you know anybody that knows how to fly?
It's really cool.
We go, no, but look. I bought another TV.
Oh, man, that's bigger. The 80-incher. That's incredible. Where are you going to put it?
Oh. I moved your bed out in the hallway.
No problem.
See you on the plane.
Fantastic. Duh.
Yeah, it's a bitch, because then she wants to, like, lecture me about money and junk.
I get the same lectures. It's frustrating, but we do... There are many, many households where, you know, men don't have the luxury of having... wives that have the skills, possess the skills, to do that kind of work.
I have the skills. I'm one thing I am.
I do, too. My wife doesn't believe I do, but I do, too. You know, she doesn't realize that I was single for a long period of time and actually paid my own bills and had a very good credit rating.
All right, well, you got me beat there, because my credit was always the worst, but I'm good at math.
You are, but you're much better at math.
Okay. But the problem is that, like, when I paid the bills, and a couple of years ago we went through this experiment.
Right.
Where, for whatever reason, she said, you know, why don't you give it a try and see how tough it is to pay the bills. And I said, hey, all right, I'll handle this. Well, the problem is that, for instance, let's say we got a Visa bill in, okay? And let's say that maybe, I don't know, something was bought that maybe I didn't want my wife to know about, like an expensive box of cigars or something.
All right.
What I would do would be, or whatever the purchase, my wife, of course, she wants to keep our credit nice, she pays all the bills immediately.
Yeah.
I would always resort to my old habits of, first off, pay the minimum amount due, right? And then I would simply file the bill away to lose the evidence.
Sure.
Right? So this went on for about 3 months.
Then on the next bill, it'll be hidden away, and there won't be any record of it, and it'll simply be the number. It'll be worked in, and no one will know. It must have been several things.
Right. Well, that worked for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like everything, it ends up catching up with you.
Right.
And I came home from work one day, and there was a whole big pile of faxes. And I said, what's that? She said, those are our charge card records. I called the credit card company today and requested copies of our last five bills.
Oh, no. So your file cabinet, your little trash file cabinet.
Right. And she said, I thought you'd been paying the bills. And I said, look, I've been paying them. She said, what? You paid $58. I said, that is the minimum payment.
Yeah, why give it all to them?
Right. That's what I said. How do you... I said to her, I swear to God, I said, haven't you noticed the last 3 or 4 months... we've really been saving a lot of money, putting more money in the savings account. She said, yes, because you make the minimum payment on all of this crap. when I normally pay all the bills.
Yeah, so it's getting bigger and bigger, and your interest charge is getting bigger and bigger.
That's right. And I had to sit through that lecture also that, listen, right, credit card companies charge us, you know, 19, 20, 21%.
Yeah, and those, you know, credit cards, you know, your average run-of-the-mill Visa, MasterCard credit cards that have the balance where you can pay a minimum, you know, it sucks because not only do you have that incredible interest rate after that, you know, that initial offer that,
yeah,
they all the talk about.
Yeah, 6 month 1.9%, right?
Yeah, and then it goes up to, you know, 600% interest. And then, you know, you've got the minimum where you tap it out because you've got a certain amount of, you know, money that you can spend on it. So, like, and it only hits you when you're on the road somewhere, like Los Angeles, when you're getting your hair cut. And, you know, it's, and you walk in and then they say, you know, I'm sorry, it's been declined. And then they're
collecting.
Yeah.
That's what they say to you right there.
Exactly what they say.
Squeal real good.
Decline? What do you mean, sir? Why are you doing that to me? Why are you hanging me? Declined.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to sit through the whole election today. And then, you know, it's so ridiculous. I'm 40 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have to sit down with Frida like she's my mommy. And I have to say, okay, I promise I will not spend all of our money.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise when I buy something,
right,
I will keep the receipt. Because that's the killer. And the other thing that I always get in trouble for is I go to the machine, and if I need $30 on the way to work, you know, or something,
right,
I'll stop. I'll get $30 out. You know what I do with that receipt? Over my shoulder, man. I toss it.
I
don't even wait for a garbage can. It's like it comes out of a little slot, and I go, goodbye.
Machine will take care of it.
Well, then I can't, you know, then my wife says, gee, I'm trying to balance our checkbook, and I can't figure out how come we're like $180 off. And meanwhile, I'm always ready to blame it on anybody else. Like,
right,
oh, you know, some rat bastard out there must have double-charged us or sent a check through twice.
Why those guys?
And then she does that trick where she calls the bank, and they say, oh, no, listen, your stupid husband,
right,
keeps taking money out that Frida says, where's the receipt?
And the ATM is the worst thing that was ever invented for bad record keepers.
I always said the receipt is between two pillows.
I can't remember, seriously, the last time I actually touched a check. Like, actually touched a check. I do all of it through the automatic teller machine.
And now when you're at a store, doesn't it piss you off? It pisses me off when someone writes a check.
Yeah, because there's no need
for it. In this day and age, right? First off, you could use your ATM card, or you could even use the card that, I don't know, would the ad say that it's like a checking account?
Right.
Right, where all you do is just swipe it through. And there's nothing that's more of a pain in the ass. You stand in the store, you're waiting to buy your stuff,
mm-hmm,
and it's always a lady.
Right.
And she got to write the check, and then she got to pull out her big-ass purse and get out her wallet. She got 8,000...
With her coupons in it.
8,000 things in there,
mm-hmm,
and then she got to, okay, hold on, here's it. And then,
right,
on top of it, they want like $15 back.
Yeah, for cash.
On top of it.
For incidentals, you know, for that pack of gum when they're at the convenience store, so they need that extra.
Right. Checks suck.
There's only one thing worse than that, and there was a lady that I was in back of at the food store, and she was buying 3 dozen donuts. She was a teacher. I got this. I got this during... You're plotting the donuts, Rob. She was getting donuts for her fellow teachers, and she paid for the donuts in the express line with a baggie full of coins. And I stood there, I seriously stood there. Laura and I were doing the dual shopping trip where I've got one kid and she's got the other kid.
Right.
And I was late because I was looking for a card for someone for a birthday. And I was late and I got behind this lady and she is counting out the coins for the 3 dozen donuts and going, having this lovely conversation with the checkout lady.
Technically, you could have busted her,
yep,
because 3 dozen donuts,
right,
she should not have been in the express lane.
Absolutely.
Which is,
yeah,
9, yeah, items or less.
And she was doing something. It wasn't just that she was paying with the coinage. She was doing some kind of organization, you know, poker game with, yeah, the coins.
Right, probably. Probably because I've been in this. Everybody's been in this situation. You got someone who's like buying a bagel,
right,
and then they're buying an apple, and they go, okay, but you have to ring them up separately because,
right,
I'm buying the bagel for Rob. Here's the dollar that Rob gave me, so,
yeah,
that they can go back and give Rob his 17 cents,
that's,
give Mike his 28 cents.
That's, I didn't figure, yeah, it out until now. That's exactly what she was doing.
Right.
She had separate stacks of coinage for each person.
All those people should be shocked.
Yes, all those donut-eating educators.
What, Rob?
When I worked at Safeway in college, there was old people, they'd come in with bags of pennies. And it got to be so common that when the old ladies would come through, they'd just shut the line off and let them start counting, and then we'd come back when they had, like, stacks and stacks
like
of pennies.
Like a full grocery purchase,
yeah, like
paid for with pennies?
$40, $45 worth of groceries.
Oh, my God.
With bags of pennies.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be a pisser.
I missed that job.
Oh, wow. That would be a pisser. Although I do have, listen, let me end this little rave out,
yes,
with a happy note.
All right.
The guy in my Safeway, the guy that I told you, AJ?
The guy you like.
Right, the guy that had, like, the McGuire card and the Sammy Sosa card.
Right.
I was in the grocery store yesterday morning, right, and I'm waiting, and there's, like, 20 people in line at the express lane, and this guy, he's such a gem, man. Mm-hmm. He says, hey, yo, come down here. He opens up a register for me.
There, right? You go. Oh, man, you know you're living when you have a friend like that.
So I get down there, and I'm just buying my usual crap, you know, salad stuff, boring stuff like that, and he says, hey, thanks for mentioning me on the show the other day. I got a lot of people asking me about those cards. I said, you're a very brave man, mm-hmm, to walk into a grocery store and show people these very valuable cards. And he, right, says, I got a special one for you today. I was just about to get a Roger Maris card.
Oh.
1961. Oh, I said to him, like, AJ, what, are you retarded? Put that away. People come into this store, people who have guns, who will take that card away from you.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know. I can't imagine what the value is of that card, but that's just... He's the same one that had the Mark McGuire Olympic card, right?
The Mark McGuire Olympic card,
right.
Mark McGuire rookie card,
sure.
Sammy Sosa rookie card,
oh, man.
And the Roger Maris 1961 card.
Hope the sun's still up when he's walking out to his car at the end of his day.
He's a brave man. Now, at least he did have them in the little pieces of plastic, you know, the little plexiglass stuff, but like he had them just like there in his... Safeway apron, man.
Yeah, that doesn't help you from getting hit over the head. Hey, nice card. Thank you. Bye.
I think the Roger Maris thing, I think that was just something that he was just showing to his special customers.
There you go. The guys that he opens the register for.
The spatial customers. Go, hey, AJ. Hey, nice card. See you later.
Run!
I wouldn't put it beyond me. Oh, and listen, shout out, I know I've mentioned them before, but the people at the DMV.
Yes.
When I had to go in a couple of weeks ago to get my car retitled, I mentioned how easy it was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I didn't remember to tell you this yesterday, that I went in yesterday and I had to get my driver's license.
Right.
They have made it so easy,
mm-hmm,
at the DMV. It's fantastic. I mean, I only had to wait like about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just want to give you a couple of real great ways to cheat. If you ever wonder how come there's so many bad drivers, how come it's so easy to get a license in the United States?
Like Raymond's dad, right?
Well, yeah. First off, when you go to get your vision tested,
mm-hmm,
the lady who's the teller is the one that gives you the vision test, right?
Right. Yeah, and she's got the machine right up next to her cash register.
Right, so the machine is here to her left, to your right, and then she's got a cash register. As I'm standing in line and I'm waiting, I see that on top of the vision tester, there's a cheat sheet, and it says red line, A, B, X, Y, Z, blue line, L, M, P, Q.
Right, so, now in our listening audience,
right.
Marge, come over here. You want to hear this?
So, like, if you're standing there for 2 seconds, you could see all the answers.
And you can, like, memorize it real quick?
There were only 8 letters to a line, and there were 3 lines, so it was really easy to memorize.
Now, did you try to do that one instead of...
No, I could really see.
You really could. Okay.
I could really see.
Weren't they offering us some kind of, like, surgery on our eyes, like, a couple of days? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Somebody was offering us...
There is a laser surgeon in Baltimore that wanted to not only give us that free surgery...
Right.
And I would never let anybody operate on my eyes, man.
Oh, man, laser surgery.
Not only that, but they wanted to do it on the air because they heard Max get neutered on the air, that they thought it would be great radio.
Oh, super, yeah.
I said, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm going to let you put that laser in my eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Good night, Stevie Wonder. Good night, Jose Feliciano. Good show. Boy, that was great. It was live on the air. Oops, excuse me. I bumped into the wall.
Hi, everybody. It's Ray Charles. Ah, yeah. Here's Tom Dreesen. It's wild, man. Playing the blind game right now.
Tom Dreesen or Tom Sullivan?
I would go Dreesen, buddy. So you're going to take
Tom Dreesen?
Isn't that...
Blind. Tom Dreesen, stand-up comedian, opened for Frank Sinatra.
He's not blind?
He's got his sight.
Who's the guy then?
Tom Sullivan is the guy that does the Callaway golf commercials.
Okay, then you're ahead of me, but I'll give you that one. Hold on. The blind guy from Sacramento that always calls our show.
All right. Helen Keller.
King of the Blinds. I'm not even going to try like Venetian blinds, because listen, Helen Keller is the mother of all blinds.
The queen and deafs and mutes. Yes.
Mike, you're queen of the deafs. I mean, you're king of the deafs,
yeah.
King of the mutes.
Thank you.
King of the blinds.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud. I couldn't be more proud.
All hail, king of the blinds. Now they're all coming to be Jeff Healey, that rock singer.
Oh, okay.
Remember he had that song, Angel Eyes? How funny that is that a blind guy had a song called Angel Eyes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Josh from South Carolina. First
Ronnie
call.
Millsap.
Hello? Ronnie Millsap, another great one. He's another of your subjects, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, hail.
Hey, I want to first of all say you guys are great.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you guys, I heard you guys talking about the laser surgery.
Oh, yeah, the laser surgery, right.
I had a friend that got that done, and he said that night he seen better already, but he said the next morning he woke up and he said it was looking like he was looking through a crystal. He said it was clear all the way, man.
So, I mean, it was great. I've heard nothing really but great stuff about
it. I'm positive that it works. I don't want anybody screwing with my eyes, man.
especially on the air, you know, the guy, you know, it's kind of weird. It's one thing working on a dog. It's another thing working on a human being.
And my eyes, man.
Great show, guys. Listen, I wanted to do the... Whoa! Sorry about that. Well, that cornea is history.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, guys, I've been thinking about something.
What?
Why do they call it a tampon? Shouldn't they call it a tamp-in?
This is Shecky calling this.
Another one of the very deep thinkers on the Don and Mike Show.
Deep thoughts. A tamp-in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know you don't know who I am.
This is an Arnold. I wonder if this is a TV icon boy doing Arnold's show. Is this Arnold?
No. My name is Julius.
Are you my twin brother?
No. My name is Tommy.
Wait, your name is what?
My name is Dickhead.
is this Mike the TV boy?
No.
No.
Is this another guy with a sampler?
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Do you have David Letterman tapes?
No.
Is this the best you have, the Arnold tapes?
Yes.
What is your name again?
Dickhead.
I thought you were my twin brother.
No.
Not twin brother. You're somebody else then.
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm very pissed off.
Oh. Well, why are you pissed off? Here's a tough one.
I'm very proud of you.
You're very proud of me?
Yes.
Are you proud of Mike, or are you proud of me, or are you proud of both of us?
Yes. No. Yes.
Is that Arthur?
Sounded like it. Let me hear that laugh again.
Oh, man.
Well, that's Dave Letterman.
That was Letterman. The beginning sounded like Arthur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go.
Oh, this is TV Icon Boy.
It is him.
Hi, Dave.
All right, that was it.
I hate his cat sound effect.
He picked up his game. You know, yesterday you told him to pick up his game, and he did it.
I'm your twin brother.
Yes. No, yes.
I love Don on my show.
That guy cranked me up.
Julius, your twin brother.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
Crap, that guy makes me laugh. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
God damn it, for the last time, what do you want? You're talking to us.
Don, this is Aaron Spelling.
Okay, all right, listen, enough. Enough. Bye. Goodbye.
Very nice.
After TV Icon Boy, it's always a letdown.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, Don.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little faces. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. Pop, 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 pop.
The Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk from the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded for
taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate and urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
Oh, snap out of it, will you?
Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the guy that's having sex in his car?
It's already done now, dude.
Oh, we missed it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is the little lady there? Or
no.
Are you by yourself?
I'm all by myself now.
Were you with her before?
Yeah.
Oh, so there was a woman involved.
Yes, there was.
Where'd she go? Yeah, where'd she go so quickly?
Huh?
Where'd she go so quickly?
She's on the side of the road.
Because I'm not... I'm like every other average man, you know. It goes real quick.
I do not believe you.
Why?
I don't.
She's in a hefty bag somewhere.
Yeah. She's in the back of my pickup. Hold on. I got to pull in the dump.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, all I know is that Jimmy told me that we had a guy on the phone who says he is having sex right now.
Not sex? The other part. I mean, you know, I didn't have to do much energy.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean that...
That's having sex in a way.
Huh?
But I still do not believe you.
Yeah, you have to produce the woman for us.
It's too late now, dude.
Yeah.
It's over and done
dude,
with.
Dude, the use of dude is
also dude.
Contributing to the crap detector.
All right. I mean, we'll...
Where did she go?
I dropped her off at, Kenmore Liquors?
At a liquor store.
Yeah.
You dropped her off
at a liquor store. I've known this girl for about...
An hour?
10 minutes?
No, about 7 years.
7 years?
Yep.
Oh, well, in that case, I still don't believe you.
All right, well...
Listen, this would have been a better story if you had actually had the woman there with you.
Yeah, I know.
I sat on hold when the whole thing was going on.
So you mean the whole time that was going on, you were on hold?
Yeah.
So while this supposed act was happening, what were you doing? That thing where you cradled the phone with your elbow or something?
Yeah.
Or with your shoulder, rather?
I was driving. I had the phone in my hand, and she was doing the business.
Oh.
Now, is she a pro?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't believe you.
Okay, well,
and
I'm married, and I, you know.
So this woman is not your wife?
No.
Oh, and you're calling a radio show?
Yeah.
Ah, then I don't believe you now.
You guys are cool.
It's dangerous to drive, you know, while you're on the phone.
I know, but I do it so well.
Gee, I'm a married man, and I'm having an illicit affair with a woman who's in my car servicing me. I think I'll call the Don and Mike National Radio Show.
I had to, because I had the radio on when she got in. I said, hey, what's going on?
Right, and listen, what's the name of the liquor store you dropped? Now, does she work at the liquor store, or is that just
where
she met you?
No, she's getting off to go get her, she drinks tequila, heavy.
So she's going to get a bottle of tequila?
Yeah.
She's a heavy drinker?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet this girl?
In high school.
So you've known her 7 years? How did you set up this illicit rendezvous today, Gif?
I'm Gif now. Okay.
See, well, easily distracted. Lying, when someone's lying, they are very, very easily thrown off track.
I mean, did you or did you
not? I listen to you all the time. I'm not GIF or nothing. I just...
Well, hold on a second. What's the difference? Wait a minute. GIF had sex with a woman that wasn't his wife, and you had sex with a woman that wasn't your wife.
I did not say it.
You did not what?
I did not have sex.
All right, listen, why don't you give me your wife's phone number, and I'll call her up and tell her that her husband received an oral favor, and I'm sure that's okay with her, since it wasn't really sex.
Okay, what are you guys, like, religious right now, or...
No. No, and you know, the whole point really is, I don't believe you.
Right, me either.
Okay, great. I'm glad you don't.
I mean, fantastic would be if something was going on right then and there, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
I
but
know,
there has to be a partner
I told,
there.
I told the other dick answered the phone. I said, hey, look, put me through to Don and Mike because this is going on right now. And I said, hold on. Tell them that you love Don and Mike. And I held the phone down there, and she didn't say nothing. So then when he picked the phone back up, he goes, oh, well, I don't hear nothing.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
You are such a yarn spinner. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not even a good yarn spinner.
Okay, that's great.
Why don't you come clean? And why don't you, pardon me, pardon the pun.
Why don't you just tell me that a dog ate your homework?
I don't even know what he said.
All right, goodbye.
There he goes. He said something nasty.
What is wrong with people, man?
I don't know. But usually, if you're going to call a radio show and you're having some kind of sex, there ought to be a partner there. You're not alone.
I just want to say, that's an insult to Giff. I apologize
yes.
to Frank Gifford for trashing the great name of Frank Gifford.
And apologize to his wife, Maxine, too.
For the great taste of his wife, Maxine. Excuse me, the guy's back.
All right.
Excuse me. But once again, I don't know why. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hello, my inbred friend.
Hey.
So I understand that you've got that lucky woman there with you now?
Yeah.
Hey, put her on the phone.
All right. Hold on. She's standing out in front of the liquor store. Hold on.
All right. Standing out in front of the liquor store.
This is the guy that called us about a half hour ago.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Karen.
Question for you, Karen.
Yeah.
Did you have sex with this guy in his car?
No.
You didn't.
Did you service him, you know, in that other way?
Well, I was hitchhiking.
You were hitchhiking, but did you,
you do anything to him?
Well, why should I tell you?
Because he did?
Wow. Well, I'm married. Well, yeah. I know his old lady, so I can call her.
Sure. You know his old lady?
Yeah.
What's his old lady's name?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Just give me a first name.
No.
So did you
do something to him?
Well,
when the car was driving?
Yeah.
Did you take an oral exam, if you know what we mean?
Yeah.
Did he pass? The oral exam?
I guess so.
You guess so?
Well, yeah. Now you would know if he passed the oral exam or not.
Right.
You know, the final exam.
Did he finish the test?
Well,
I know. I like studying for that test, Mike.
Was he able to put his pencil down?
Back.
I've been boning up for that. Did he?
And I bought her a shot of tequila to finish it off.
He's lying. He's just lying.
Who are you? Are you his sister?
His sister.
Yeah. See, well, here's what we can't believe. The guy is such an idiot. The guy is such a hillbilly that we can't believe that a girl, first off, would have sex with him. But second, we can't believe that there would be a girl with such low morals that she'd be picked up at a liquor store, would give a guy an oral test, and would be dumped back at the liquor store while you know the guy's married, and as you so affectionately put it, you know his old lady. It's all just pretty hard to believe, man. It's like something from the Jenny Jones show.
We think it's one big lie.
Well, I was once on the Jenny Jones show.
You were once on the Jenny Jones show?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she got boobs as big as you would not believe.
She got what?
Boobs as big as you would not believe.
Bad breast implants.
Is that why you were on Jenny Jones? Bad breast? Did one of them explode?
No.
How are they doing now?
They're doing pretty good. I had them redone.
Very nice.
And yep. What is it about this? All right, let's go with the thought that maybe this did really happen.
Okay.
Okay.
And now that she's talking about breast implants, that's a fine way to go, I think.
Let's talk about you. You're hanging out, you're hitchhiking, you're at a liquor store, you get into this guy's car, you know his old lady, you know he's married. Why would you give him favors and then go on the radio to talk about it?
Well, he gave me a ride. He knew who I was, so... Gave me a ride. I mean, I've known him since forever, high school.
Let me get this straight. The reason you gave him the oral exam is because he gave you a ride.
That's right.
I wish I was a bus driver.
Boy, imagine that. Boy, that'd be decent cab fare all around.
How long was the ride?
About 20 minutes.
Wow. Imagine if you'd been in the car an hour.
Imagine that.
Don't you feel like a whore?
Nah.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
You know that lady on...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, the lady on...
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I'm sorry.
Who do you resemble?
You ever seen Crocodile Dundee?
I seen it.
All right.
The lady, his love interest in the original Crocodile Dundee?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like a whore?
No.
Do you know who Susan Johnson is?
No.
All right. Do you know who Frank Gifford is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susan Johnson's the lady that Giff got together with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Giff gave her a ride.
Yeah, well, it's explainable, I guess, with Kathy Lee on the other end.
Yeah, and is it explainable with this other guy's wife?
Is she a nasty woman?
Nah.
You got something against her?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her in years.
Years.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
I don't know. God. Probably 8 years, 7 years.
So do you want anything more out of this relationship other than getting like going 10 blocks?
Actually, my boyfriend's here and I've got to go.
Put your boyfriend on. Put your boyfriend.
I gotta go.
Put your boyfriend on the phone.
Rick, I got to go.
Rick, come here.
Bye.
Come here. Hold on.
Bye.
Put the boyfriend on.
I'll call you later. Bye.
No, put the boyfriend on.
I gotta go.
Put the boyfriend on.
I got to go.
No, we want to talk to the boyfriend.
Hello, you can
man.
Go.
I got
Listen,
to go.
No. I know you got to go. Listen, just give the phone to her boyfriend.
No, I'll call you back.
No, give the phone to her boy. What's the matter? Did your mommy pull up?
Yeah, he has to go. Because
no, the boyfriend. The boyfriend showed up. He was. I'll tell you. The performance is improving if it is a performance.
Yeah. I'm now starting to think that maybe it was true.
Yeah. I love the urgency with that. I gotta go. That was the most credible sound we got.
Do you think there's the chance that the boyfriend's in his car driving around,
right,
grooving on the show? Hears a voice.
Yes.
Says, "Wait a minute."
Sure.
Yes. That's my woman.
That's my woman. I better get down there and find out what's going on.
I better go down to the local package store.
That's where she hangs out if she gets a ride. That is. She don't have no money to get the ride, so she pays the cab fare in her own special way.
Wow.
And in this case, he happened to know her.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess maybe they'll call back. You know, that's the thing about this show. I guarantee we're going to get on another topic, and the next call will be the boyfriend or the wife calling him.
Yeah, and I did like the, you know, it got to a point where if he was, you know, he was keeping up the, if it was a charade, he was keeping it up pretty good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike?
Yes?
Dad?
Son?
You want to take this call off the air, Mike?
No, Don, you know I like to take them all on. And I hope they're all out at Studebaker's tonight, too. Yeah, especially that one guy.
Oh, listen.
All the boys.
There's always somebody in the crowd when we go to do a live show who looks like a dead ringer for Mike O'Mara's illegitimate son.
And there's the one guy. You know the one guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, we all think he really might be your son.
Yeah.
That guy really looks like you, man. Yeah, hello.
Hi, I'm Mike Hempo, Jr.
Mike Hemphill.
Thomas Atai.
Oh, Mike Hemphill.
Yeah.
Done. Just
all right. I hung up on.
I can't. I'm not prepared emotionally. If that's the truth, if that's a fake
brown sugar.
Yes. Shirley Hemphill and I had a relationship a long time ago, and that's just a nasty way of somebody trying to be funny.
That's Shirley Hemphill from What's Happening. You remember her?
I didn't.
Who's the father of my daddy? Is it Don or is it Mike?
And then I admitted that it was me.
It's you, Johnny Appleseed.
It's me, and if that's a joke, I don't think it's funny. I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl. She's never let me see the child.
Hello. I'd like
well.
To see that love child, though. I'd like to see what happened between you and Shirley Hempel.
It's wonderful. It's kind of a cross between like, Carrot Top and Johnny Brown.
Who's back?
Who's back?
Okay, three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Sex Man.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you now?
Nothing, man.
Hey, man.
It's messed up now.
So what happened?
I don't know. They're on that Karen girl and her boyfriend almost beat my ass. They're going to my house.
They're going to your house. Well,
yeah.
Good. You
hold
shouldn't
on.
Be so
hold
stupid
on.
To
hold
do
on.
That.
Hold on. I got to pick my son up. Be cool. Hold on.
Now, is this Hayseed playing us?
I think so. I've always thought so.
I can't say that. I've wavered back and forth.
Hello.
Yes, Tim.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, man. It's cool.
If you're in this crisis situation...
Why do you keep calling us?
Why do you keep calling us?
Because it's messed up.
No, that's not a good answer.
I thought I was the only one listening to Don and Mike. Now everybody does.
That's not a good answer that it's messed up. How come you're calling us if you have all these problems?
If you've just gotten an oral favor from a woman who is not your wife, and her boyfriend just showed up and threatened to kick your ass, and if your wife is going to find out about this, why are you calling us?
She'll believe me.
What?
Yeah, she'll believe me.
Who will believe you? What if your wife was listening to our show today?
She won't listen today.
What if somebody that was listening tells her what went on?
Hey, Tim? Tim?
What?
Do we have a phone number for Tim?
Huh?
Have we gotten his phone number? What, are you standing like in the archway of a building or something so you can get all of this crazy reception?
No.
Listen, I tell you what, Tim.
Forget about it.
I'm not going to let you on the air again unless you give us your wife's telephone number. Okay? So the guys aren't going to let you through again unless you give us your wife's telephone number.
That convenient static.
That phone's messed up.
And I'm picking up my son. You know, how weird is that, too?
What did he say?
He was picking up his son.
Oh, Jesus. Did you say that, Tim?
What?
Did you say you're picking up your son?
Yeah.
Listen, you're so full of crap.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe he has been the whole time.
All right, I'll be home in 10 minutes. Call me at home.
Well, give me your phone number. I tell you what, okay. I will give you, and I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
If you give me your real...
I'm a man of my word.
All right, well, then I'll hold on. I'll put you on hold. All right, somebody pick up that line.
The plot thickens. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
God damn it, what a show.
Man.
Hello, Doc and Mike show. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey, I got Tim's wife here in the car, and she doesn't seem to think that this is really sex.
Now, listen, I want to say to our audience, who has very patiently sat through this, and I will admit that I was titillated at first at the thought of a couple of hillbillies having unprotected sex when they were driving down the road.
What-elated?
Pardon me?
What-elated?
What-elated?
Titillated?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
Everybody's a comedian.
I was interested in that topic, but now I just want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'd like to find out once and for all exactly what's going on, and he's either BSing us or he's the stupidest man on the face of the planet.
Still a valid possibility.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Hello.
Happened before.
Don and Mike.
Many times.
Hello.
Do we have his phone number? Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're just some guy calling us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
Hey, I don't think oral pleasures is cheap. He's just sitting there.
Jed Clampett calling now with his moral view of the world.
Thank you. From the Seamut Pond. Hello?
I don't think oral pleasure is cheap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
A lot of guys wish that was the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Or was. Hello?
Can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Not me, though. Hello?
Me neither, Don.
Can I talk to Don on mic, please?
How about you, Buzz?
No, not for
no
me.
No way.
Hello? Yes, you're talking to us right now.
Forget about it.
Really?
Forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the one who gave that guy oral pleasure.
Oh, okay. All right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi there. I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us right now. Hello.
Hi, Don. I was hoping you were going to keep that guy in the air longer, the guy that was supposedly getting oral favors.
Right. Well, I'm trying to, but every time he calls, his phone keeps crapping out.
I was busting my ass to get home, and...
What, an hour and 15 minutes with that guy's not enough for you?
I got a phone number for him, though.
I lived down here and couldn't get to the liquor store in time to verify whether he was there.
Oh, so you knew the liquor store that he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I drove
gotcha.
Right back there, went in the parking lot, and didn't see any cars around.
Yeah.
Asked around about the girl, and didn't see her anyplace.
Hey, one of our junior G-men, one of our super sleuth.
This is terrific sleuthing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Inspector Gadget.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That's good. Okay, no evidence from this guy. That's
all right.
Good.
And now I have a telephone number that this guy Tim gave to us and said was his home phone number.
Very good.
All right.
We're going to call, find out exactly what's going on, get to the bottom of this. Find out what is really going on.
As if it's some hillbillies having fun.
Oh, there'll be a trailer burning tonight.
That's for sure. A trailer burn. A big old-fashioned trailer burn.
We're going to invite everybody after Studebakers. You get the gasoline, you get the matches.
Hello.
Little mob justice.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Uh-huh.
Would you happen to know, ma'am, a man named Tim?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Tim is your husband, all right?
That's your husband.
Well, what's
the matter? Well, he's just called our radio program today making all sorts of wild claims, and we don't necessarily believe him.
And I'm amazed that he gave us a telephone number that actually works with someone who claims that she knows who he is.
What did he say?
God knows
what he said.
What's that?
God knows what he said.
Does he tend to stretch the truth a lot?
Oh, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell you what he said.
Come on, there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right now. I said that at the beginning. We're doing our show right now.
Yeah.
And I have your phone number because Tim gave me the number and said that he'd be home in 10 minutes. He's picking up your kid at, where's your kid right now?
At a neighbor's.
Okay.
At a neighbor's.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll do a commercial set and call you when we come back to see if Tim is there.
Yeah,
if
Tim should be home by then, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, keep the line open, because we're going to be calling you back in just a second.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Very good.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah. Well, we're getting somewhere, huh?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I always wanted to do that, man. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Good point.
The Don and Mike Show.
You guys, she took the most amazing poop this morning.
Who, Lisa?
It was just so perfectly formed, so healthy and compact, like a regular adult poop. It made me so happy.
Conjoined, and that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Speaking of adult stuff, for any of the salespeople that were out in the hallway outside the men's bathroom during the last commercial break, that situation you saw Buzz and I in was nothing that you should be concerned about. Everything is fine. Everything is
okay. Why? What happened? I didn't leave the studio.
They opened the door, and I guess Michelle and one of the other salespeople Jeremy was standing there, and I had... Buzz and I were listening on the monitor to a weird commercial we hadn't heard before, so we were standing next to each other, and I had also gotten change from when Jimmy filled up the car before,
yes.
And I was counting my change, and so they opened the door at that moment. That
Buzz
and
I... like you were two guys in the bathroom,
yeah,
and you were...
it looked like I was paying Buzz for sex.
Thanks, Mike.
And I just wanted to clear that up. We were not. Nothing of the kind was happening back
Buzz
then.
Has never charged me for sex.
No.
Never will. It's always on the house when I have sex with Buzz. Now, how do you explain this show to somebody?
It's impossible, and on one of these shows, it's even more impossible to explain because so much has been happening, and we get something like this, and we have to follow it through to the bitter end.
We're kind of on a new thing now. We used to take phone calls just when we would say, call now,
right,
because we're ready for your call on a phone scam. But what happened was you get a lot of jerks when you take calls that way, because
sure.
People know it's open season time where they can call and just say something stupid. Not that saying something stupid is not great most of the time.
Now they have the whole show to say something stupid.
Right, we've just expanded. It's like we had a nature preserve and we tore down the fence.
Right, that's it. We've let them run completely wild. But when you do that, the benefit of doing that is you get a day like this where we're pursuing this this matter about the guy and the woman in the car.
And somebody asked me why we're pursuing it, and it's just because that's the type of guys we are.
Yes, we want to follow through because, you know, either or, whether the guy's lying to us or whether he's stupid enough that he's bringing all this to our attention, we want to see what's going to happen.
A guy calls us, one of our hillbilly fans. He calls up and he says to Jimmy the intern, hey, I'm having sex right now in my car. Put me through to Don and Mike. Well, Jimmy puts the call on hold, but we got like 25 lines here. So the call stays on hold for a while. Finally, we get done with what we're talking about. I believe it was Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the telephone, and this guy says, hey, I just had sex.
Right.
I just had sex with a girl.
She's not in the car anymore.
Gone. I dropped her off at the liquor store, where I had picked her up earlier. Then we got to find out what kind of sex the guy had. Then the guy says it was an oral exam.
Then we don't believe him when we say, hey, you know, the crap detectors are going off here. We let the guy go. We cut the guy loose completely.
Because the guy's like a super Cletus. So we hang up on him, and he calls back.
Right.
And this time he calls back, he says, hey, I got the girl with me now.
Got her with me, guys!
Got her with me. So we pick up the phone, and, you know, and she's dumb just like he is.
And she backs up his story. She says, yes, I did give him some oral relations.
And she also says that she knows the guy's wife. Now, this is where it all starts getting dicey.
Right.
Because the guy tells us that he's
old
married.
Lady, Don. Yeah. She called her his old lady.
Yeah, I know his old lady.
Mm-hmm.
So then they call back. We lose the connection, and they call back.
Yeah!
Right. So they call back, and he says now they're back at the liquor store.
Yep.
Uh-oh, the girl who gave him the oral exam, mm-hmm. her boyfriend has now shown up, and he wants to kick this guy's ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, she didn't seem to want to get to end the conversation. Meanwhile, the original caller is saying, hey, I gotta go right now, And then he finally hangs up on us.
Right. So then we move on to something else, and then right as the time comes that we move to something else, he calls back.
Right.
And he says, hey, I'm back. He's like really trying to prove the point that he wasn't lying to us.
Right.
Now, we've tried to reason with this guy. We've tried to say, listen, even if you did happen to get some kind of a treat in your car while you were driving and listening to our show.
It's pretty stupid to call a radio show.
Especially when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, yeah, I'm on my way to pick up my son right now.
Yeah, and that was the last conversation with him. Then he gives us his home number.
He calls back again, and we're saying to him, give us a phone number so we can verify this. The guy gives us his home phone number.
And we supposedly, now all this is alleged, we have no idea whether any of this is true, but we supposedly talked to his wife.
Yeah.
And she said, what has he gotten into this time?
And I didn't want to tell her.
No, I didn't either.
The guy said he needed a few minutes to get home, so we've given him that.
Because either it's true, or these guys have I don't know. Been drinking Boone's Farm all afternoon and have come up with a way to try to scam our show.
Hell of a radio play if they've been doing this.
Hello.
Yes, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, it's Don and Mike, and we're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Tim?
Nothing, dude. Everything's cool. Nobody
Tim, we only have two options here, and we're trying to figure out which one is more plausible.
What?
Either you are trying to scam us, which would be a very elaborate scam, you're the stupidest man in America.
What's going on? Relax.
What?
She thinks we're winning a trip to Hawaii or something.
See, now, you can't be this stupid. You cannot be this stupid.
Yeah, I just called to let you guys. I'm running upstairs now.
I still say scam.
Oh, yeah.
Top of my lungs, scam.
You know what?
Hold on.
I could make a decision. I'm back and forth.
Hold on. Yeah.
See, this guy's made a turn. Yeah, put your wife on the phone. Let me tell her she's won a trip to Hawaii.
City trip's over.
Sure.
She doesn't listen to you guys. She don't know what's going on. I just called, man, because that was happening.
Uh-huh. Well, let me talk to your wife.
No.
You know, really...
Why? I mean, what are you going
to... Because you're an enigma. You're very difficult to figure out here.
I know.
Listen, if you've told your wife you want a trip to Hawaii, how are you going to come up with that? Because we're not giving away...
Acting like it's... Cause I'm in the bathroom now. That's great.
We are not going to give you a trip to Hawaii.
She asked that. I said no. And then she goes, oh, are we going to Ocean City? I said, no, that was a couple weeks ago.
I think you ought to confess.
You guys like I do.
Yeah. I think you ought to confess to your wife.
No.
Listen, if you're really married and you really have a kid... You shouldn't be getting an oral favor and then calling a national radio show to brag about it.
She was hitchhiking. I gave her a ride.
No, but you called the radio show. You called us.
It happened by the force of gravity. My pants hit the floor.
Listen, smart guy, put your wife on the phone.
Nah.
Put your wife on the phone.
You know something? You're the guy that called us, though.
I know.
You called us.
So now listen, I do want to give you a prize.
What?
I do want to give you a prize, but I will only tell your wife what it is. You know, I'm a man of my word.
Well,
I swear to God... I have a prize for your wife, a prize worth $100.
What?
I will only give it to your wife, though. Put your wife on the phone.
All right, I'll tell her you guys are lying.
Go ahead, tell her we're lying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Don and Mike want to talk to you. It's just a game. We're playing.
This guy.
Hello?
Yeah, you know, I hate ratting somebody out, but I got to do it. Listen, first off, I'm going to give you flowers, okay? $100 worth of flowers.
Flowers?
Okay.
Cut flowers or plant flowers?
Yeah, the kind you put in water.
Okay, they're from Sandy's Bloomers. 1-888-Y'all-Come. That's 1-888-Y'all-Come.
Yeah, pretty appropriate with that phone number.
And that's what your husband supposedly hears. All right, I'll tell you real fast what happened. I'm not a rat, and I don't like turning a guy in.
Uh-huh.
But this guy's been a real pain in the butt on our show today, calling us all the time.
I know. He listens to you every day.
All right, well, listen. First he calls us, and he calls to tell us that he's having sex with a woman while he's listening to our show.
No.
That's what he said.
Now, listen, so we didn't believe him either, right?
We still don't believe him.
So we didn't believe him. And then he said, I'll call you back and I'll put the woman on. About 20 minutes later, he calls us back and he has a woman on the line.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Then he says that the girl's boyfriend is shown up.
And he's got to hang up. And then he goes, and the woman that got on the phone.
Oh, she says she knows you.
She says she knows you.
Who?
I don't know what her name is. And listen, he got an oral favor from her.
Go away.
He says that he got an oral favor from her in the car, and he doesn't consider that to be cheating.
Who was it?
Yeah, he said he wasn't really having sex. It was an oral exam, if you know what we mean. And it really didn't count.
Who was it?
So we were pretty disgusted by the name.
Her name was Karen.
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 Do you know a girl named Karen?
No.
Did you know a girl named Karen about 8 years ago? She said she hadn't seen you for 8 years.
No, he didn't.
But that's what she said.
Do you want me to play you the tape of them? Hey, listen, do you live by a liquor store?
Yeah.
All right, she was at the liquor store with her.
Will you get out of here?
Listen, I can't believe how stupid your husband is.
Will you leave me alone?
Can I talk to you? I don't know.
What?
See, but here's the thing. If they're goofing with us, what do they have? We're not playing a game today where we're giving away a prize.
No, we're not.
Give it here.
You're the guy. You don't let that phone out of your hand.
Hello?
Yeah?
Listen, I want to tell you something right now. Okay. I swear to Jesus Christ, this is not a game. We are not playing a game. You haven't won a prize.
Hello?
He's listening to him.
Yeah.
That's why he got right on the phone.
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Let me finish telling your wife about this great game we're playing.
Okay.
Just play me the tape. Get off of it.
Play what tape?
We're going to play her the tape. We're going to play her the tape of you and the girl.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
8 o'clock tonight, and I'll listen to it on the radio.
They're not on at 8 o'clock.
All right, hold on a second. Both of you retards, hold on a second.
Oh, God.
This is when usually this is about the time their friends and family members start rapping.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I think Cletus is bogus because when he was talking to you from the bathroom, he said that the wife doesn't listen to the show. And thought that she won a trip to Hawaii. Then she said, well, are we going to Ocean City? How would she know about Ocean City if she doesn't listen to the show?
Well, here's the thing. Even if they are lying to us?
Yeah.
What, you know, I understand people lying to us if we're giving away a good prize.
They could be lying simply for the recreational pleasure of
a moment of fame.
You know, just doing the little scam.
Hello?
Don, Mike,
yeah,
how you
hi.
Doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
One thing you may want to mention to the wife if you get her on the line, the girl who was in the car mentioned that she had been on the Jenny Jones show.
Ah, all right, for her busted implants.
Yeah,
right.
So that, you know, if they know each other, they know exactly who it is.
I think that's bogus, too.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, kudos. I love you, Don and Mike.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, for a couple of Cletuses, it's an elaborate scam. I'll give them that.
Yeah. That's why I can't. I'm like a tennis ball back and forth. They're lying. They're not lying. They're lying. They're not lying.
I've had moments where I thought the story was better, and I've had moments where it's been more entertaining. But I, throughout the whole thing, I think the guy has been full of it from the minute he called us.
Well, I hope his wife kicks his ass.
Oh, his wife might very well be in on it, too.
But what would what do they get out of that?
They get the pleasure of being on the radio for 3 hours.
Pulling off a scam. A
pulling off
of
a scam. It's, you know, it's the pleasure of saying, yeah, they thought we was doing it. That's what I think. That's just a possibility.
See, but we have their phone number, which means we can find them.
Yeah.
Which means that we can have them killed. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a little fact to point out about the guy from Deliverance without the teeth, banjo player, Cletus.
Right.
He said he picked her up at the liquor store. She said she needed a ride. And the 20-minute ride, what was that for? He dropped her right back off the liquor store.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I understand your point.
Yeah, I understand that, too.
Hello. Well, what do we do with these people now? Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you already basically exposed him, which is the worst thing we could do to the guy, which is really technically should be the worst thing we could do to the guy.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
But there's got to be something worse we can do. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Man, those people are real stupid. Why would they just take so much time out of your guys' awesome show to just play with you guys like that?
Well, Beavis, we're not sure either.
You're not sure?
He said played with.
Played with.
Cool.
We're just trying to decipher it. We're trying to noodle it through.
And listen, Butthead, if we didn't want to be played with, we wouldn't play back.
Absolutely.
One more thing?
Yeah.
Of all the nights you guys could choose to do that show after this, tonight, huh? I was gonna get laid tonight, but my roommate is going to go to your show, and now I don't have a ride.
Listen, I'm sorry. Hitchhike. It worked out for that other guy.
Well,
never a lady liked it.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. I love you, bud.
Thank you.
You need to point out to her, if you talk to her again, that he went to high school with her also.
All right, listen. All right. We're going to write down all of these questions that everybody's calling with, and we are going to call these hillbillies, and we will end this in just a moment, okay? All right. Thank you, Keith.
Yep.
That is Keith from Tampa, Florida, calling the show.
Way to go, Keith.
Yeah. Thank you, and we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Harry in the Bronx. Harry, good morning. You're on WABC.
Good morning, Jack Diamond. I don't think I've heard you since last Christmas time. I don't think I was home.
A few times over the summer and in the fall, but I appreciate you listening and calling today, Harry.
Absolutely. I just want to say that as an EMS worker, as far as taking a smallpox vaccine is concerned, the consensus is that we wouldn't want to take one unless there was reason to, for example, an outbreak or an attack somewhere else in the country that would give us reason to. I would sooner eat a big BM on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Harry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Well, you know, you have your choice, Harry. You could do that or you could... You could get the vaccine.
The Don and Mike Show.
With Nelly Nebbelly Button, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right. You want the payoff? Yeah, we got a payoff.
Yeah.
Somebody always rats them out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don, how you doing?
Doing great.
They're scamming you, bud.
Okay, explain to us why, and then we'll follow up.
Well, and, you know, and I should, I'd like to point one thing out here. When you talk about being scammed, it's when you know there's no clue that we're being scammed. And I just want to say we've been suspicious of this guy all day long.
You should have been. You know what? I listened to the whole thing.
So you know this hillbilly?
Oh, he's a redneck, big
right.
time.
No doubt about it. Tell me how you know that it's a scam.
Well, because he called me and told me to listen, and I'm a fan of y'all, and I just had to rat him out. You know who Karen is?
Who?
Karen's my sister. Her real name's Mary Louise.
Well, maybe you can tell me a little bit about Tim, and maybe we can find out more about him. Where does he work?
He works for a gas company. He delivers gas.
Oh, he's a gas man.
Like Hank Hill?
Gas man.
He's a gas man.
Gas man.
Is his wife in on it, too?
His wife is dumber than he is.
Well, his wife is, so she might not be in on it.
She might not even know.
All right, now listen, as I said before, we're not giving away a prize. We weren't doing one of our games. We asked people to call in and confess some sin. Why would he concoct this whole story and want to call us? And what was his point when he called you? Why did he say he was doing it?
I don't, you know what?
Just to be on the radio?
I guess he is so stupid.
We need to, this guy to confront, too.
Yeah. Hold on a second, Jeff. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking.
Say it.
I don't trust this guy either.
No.
I don't trust this guy for a minute. He delivers gas just like Hank Hill. It's just that there's just credibility gaps there.
It's my problem. I trust everybody. When's the Easter Bunny coming over?
I hate it because you're listening to a guy and you want to believe.
Hey, Tim. Yes. Hi, Tim, please. It's Don and Mike again. We're on the air.
He went to take my son to football.
Hey, listen, honey, you better come clean with me right now. I am mightily pissed.
What's okay? the matter?
I am mightily pissed that
you
and your husband have wasted an hour of our valuable time.
What are you talking about?
You know what I should do? I should find out where your kid is, and I should go tell him what type of people his mommy and daddy are.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, we've been dealing with this guy, Tim, all day. He's been talking to us, and now a guy, Jeff. Do you know Jeff?
I know.
Hold on, there you go. Let me put him. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, let's put this guy in the hot seat now. Go ahead. You're on the phone with the wife. Do you know her?
Who, Monique?
Is that her name, Monique?
Yeah.
Hi, Monique.
It's Jeff, Monique. Do you know Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
What do you want?
Explain to Monique what's been going on our show today.
Monique, what is Tim doing?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Did he really have sex with my sister?
I don't know.
I think he's full of it.
Jeff, can you perhaps elaborate a little bit for Monique, please?
Tell her some of the stuff you were telling us.
Monique, Tim... You know, Tim called up the radio station and said he picked up...
And that's why when we talked to you before, we were telling you that's what he had said to us.
Well,
and
he
then...
said it was a game. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it's a real funny joke. How about if somebody... Hey, listen to this. Ha ha. How about if somebody would go over to your son's football practice tonight and say, hey, listen, I heard you'd be a fun game.
No,
it wouldn't.
This is Tim we should be talking to here. Tim has run out of the house. I ain't gone to the football game.
Oh.
Well, Tim is a redneck.
You're on with his wife?
Don't believe this either, Mike?
I just don't. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you know, I don't. Jeff, I don't buy you either.
Why?
I don't. I think you're in on it, too. I think it's just a big, thicker scam. Everybody's lying to us.
I tell you what I do.
What?
You know, supposed Karen?
Your sister.
She's laughing in the background at Monique's house, and her real name's Mary Louise.
So you know that Karen, your sister, is at Monique's house?
So that means that...
My sister's real name is Mary Louise.
Is Mary Louise at your house now, Monique?
No.
Monique, you're lying.
She's
in the background laughing.
She is not.
Oh, listen to me, whatever your name is, Ellie Mae. You better come clean with us right now.
Yeah.
You think this is so funny? You come clean with us. We got your phone number. We're going to find out all about you.
Okay.
And it won't be quite so funny.
Well, there's nothing to find out about me.
Oh, sure there is if you're in on this.
You should dig into Jeff's past.
You should dig in now. They're starting to eat their young. Now it's starting to get credible.
Uh-huh. Jeff didn't...
Well, I'm sure he has. He just didn't call it in.
Oh, dear. Now, put Mary Louise or whatever her name is on the phone.
She's not here.
Oh, your son must be real proud of you.
He's not here.
You too, hillbilly. I didn't know you could have... How did you guys have a child? Because I know you got to be real into anal sex.
I need to bring up my past.
Hey, Jeff.
What?
Jeff, is your...
He's got worse past than my husband.
Jeff, is your sister really there?
Yes.
Well, why is Monique saying she's not?
Just to protect her.
Protect her from what?
Who knows? Because Mary Louise is... You know, her, my sister, okay?
Well, hey, Jeff, you try to get Monique to get her on the phone.
My sister's husband is nothing but a bore. So my sister has nothing to do but to go around with Tim and try and, you know, get attention.
Oh, talk about bore. Who's the bore?
Monique, put Mary on the phone and come clean with
Mary's
it.
Mary's not here, I swear to God.
Where'd
she go?
I heard her laugh in the background.
What?
I heard her laugh in the background.
That was me.
Hey,
I tell you what.
Hey, Monique, was she ever there today?
No.
Got it, Mike?
Yes, yes, Jeff.
I need my wife to jump in the car right now and drive over there and verify that she's there.
All right, good. Yeah, now, Jim, you're building up, Jeff, you're building up some credibility.
Yeah, Jeff is increasing.
If Mary didn't have fake boobs, Tim wouldn't be after her.
If what?
What was that?
My sister had a boob job.
I mean, yes. She didn't have fake boobs.
Jenny's outside. Listen to the radio. Jenny, can you jump in the car and go over there real quick, please?
Listen, here's my only question. Why do all these hillbillies want to try to scam us?
I don't know.
Why aren't you listening to some stupid country station?
I don't know.
Well, he does listen to country.
Jeez, oh, man.
Lindsay, tell Jenny. I'm talking to my daughter right now.
Oh, God.
Lindsay, tell
I hate the kids being involved in this.
Kids getting involved.
I hate the kids.
Yeah, hey, listen, let's just stop for a second, Monique. How old is your son?
Five.
How's your five-year-old son going to feel about all this?
He's going to get teased in school.
Yeah, the only thing we have the biggest problem with here is involving the kids in this.
You know, I don't care if your husband is getting an oral favor and if he's stupid enough to call the show, and even if it's this guy's sister. I don't care.
I am so confused.
I don't believe it. He didn't do it. There's no way.
Well, Jeff says he doesn't believe it either.
Jeff says
it's a big scam, and you're probably not in on the scam.
I didn't think Monique was in on the scam because...
Here's the thing. You've now screwed up our show for a whole hour and a half, and I'm not going to let this just go by the wayside. We might have to sign off in an hour from now, but we have 4 hours tomorrow, and we have 4 hours on Monday, and 4 hours on Tuesday,
and 4 hours for the rest of your lives.
I'm going to go to football and find out what's going on.
You're
going
to go to football?
And I'll know today. You watch.
You'll know?
All right. Are you going to find out exactly what's going on?
Yep.
You're going to clear this up for us?
Yep.
So that our listeners can be
and
to
I'm
get some peace?
I'm going to send him up there to live with you all if it is true.
No, you're not going to do that. I don't want that hillbilly living with me.
I'm sending them to Jeff.
This is
I don't
amazing.
Let him live with me.
Do you all live like in houses next door to each other?
Nobody had a trailer park up there or something.
This is amazing.
Well, Jeff's got a double wide.
Jeff, do you have a double wide?
No, I don't have a double wide.
All right. A single wide?
Monique, you're bothering me here because you're lying an awful lot here, and that would mean that you might be in on this scam.
Monique, I'll tell you something. If we don't get to the bottom of this, eventually what we always do, the last trump card we can play is to give out your phone number on the air, and then all of our listeners who you have now pissed off will call you repeatedly around the clock until you have to change your phone number. And then you'll call the station and you'll complain that you had to change the phone number, but then we'll say, listen, you were lying. And it's a big pain in the ass. So why don't you just tell
I'm
us
not
now?
Lying. I told you I'll find out later.
What do you think, Monique?
I'll find out.
What do you think?
I don't think that would happen.
What would happen, Monique?
You don't think what would happen, Monique? You don't think what would happen?
Oral favors for him. And it's Brock.
Who would do oral favors?
I mean, he does not drive a truck.
You know, Jeff, you did say one thing, that you think Monique is a little dumber than Rick.
Yeah.
That might be true.
Not that she's dumber. She's just a little bit slow. She took one of those short buses.
Well, you actually said she was dumber than Rick, Jeff.
Oh, look who's dumb.
Who's dumb, Monique?
Jeff's dumb.
Why is Jeff dumb?
Jeff makes pizzas for a living.
And what's wrong? What's wrong with making pizzas for a living?
Well, what kind of brain do you need for that?
I made up the... Hey, Monique, you know I made the pizza sauce. Matter of fact, I make a very good pizza.
Now Jeff is losing credibility again.
Wait a second. Why am I losing credibility?
Because I think you're in on it.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to find out your phone number, too, now, as soon as you hang up.
I'll tell you what his phone number is. You want me to tell you what his phone number is?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get his phone number.
All right, both of you, hold on. I really don't know what to do now.
I don't either. It's fascinating. Christ. But, you know, every time Jeff gets into those goofy little Sally, Jesse, Raphael fights with Monique, he loses credibility with
Don
him.
And Mike, hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
I wish it was legal to kill. I really do.
Do you mean threaten them with death and then...
No, I mean really do it. I'm not talking about threatening them. I really wish I could kill those people. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm calling from Antigua, California. And
I'd like to kill him like OJ. I would, man.
Hello. Yes, sir.
You know, I don't care if this is real or fake or what. This is some of the best radio you guys have done in a long time.
Listen, I'm glad you're amused when I see our career falling to pieces around us.
Hey, you're
I'm glad you're amused, man.
I hate him.
This is like the Nazi fagging, man. This is just good radio.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
You guys buzz.
All right. Shut up. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I'm glad you like it, though. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going, Don and Mike?
Hey, Super Bonnie.
Hey, just wanted to call. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tonight at Studebaker's.
Yes, we're going
to
be at Studebaker's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia tonight.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, just want to know. I know it's going to be pretty jam-packed, and you guys are probably going to be busy. And I probably won't get a chance to, shake hands and say hi or whatever. But, do you know how long you guys are going to be there tonight?
We will be there at least a couple hours tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. And listen, I've got to go do a break. Thank you for your call.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. We're looking forward to being out there tonight.
Don and Mike, now I got Jeff's phone number. Hello. Okay.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you might want to leave the Kleti alone, man.
Kleti.
You want to make them suffer, take away their food stamps and beer.
Leave the Kleti.
Hey.
The Kleti, the very dangerous Kleti.
Don, I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the new Mariah Carey video?
You mean that one-faced bitch?
Oh, God.
This is Tommy Mottola. Mariah only likes being photographed on the right side of her face. But you one-faced bitch. I'm Tommy Mottola.
Hey, have you noticed the older she gets, the more she looks like Kathy Lee?
Well, that's an insult to Kathy Lee.
And my doctor. And my lawyer.
My daughter.
My daughter, right. Lisa Marie.
Listen, I'm up for suggestions at this point from the audience.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good idea.
I really don't know what to do.
We really haven't even figured out this mystery yet. Jeff is too close to the situation, if you know what we mean. We need another neighbor. We need somebody who's maybe not as close to the situation.
Mm-hmm. If there is someone who can tell me everything that's going on, I'll offer up $100.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. If there is someone who wants to, and speak of the devil, Jeff's sister is on line 5. Somebody in that family would use birth control.
Is this the woman?
I'm going to give them a rubber. That's what I'm going to give them.
Is this the woman who posed as Karen?
Is this Mary Louise?
This is Mary Louise, but I'm going to have to be really...
Come on, you hillbilly. Tell me what's going on now.
I can't believe Jeff said my name on the air, but I'm on my way home from work.
On our show.
I don't think this is the woman that did that.
This is not?
Now she's turning up the radio.
Turn down your radio, please.
Let me just tell you this.
Wait a minute. Are you the woman who pretended to be Karen?
No, I'm not Karen. Who?
No, I didn't ask that. Are you the woman who pretended
to be Karen?
No. Do I sound like a Karen?
You sound like the woman, though, who was on the phone before, but then that was so long ago, I don't remember.
See, I don't think she sounds like that woman.
All right, so who are you?
My name is Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Jeff is my brother.
All right, hold on.
That's true. That's what Jeff said, too.
All right, now, Jeff?
Yes?
Here is your sister, and she says she was not the woman who was in the car with Tim.
Don and Mike, listen to me. Don and Mike, listen to me.
What?
I swear to you, I'm not lying to you. Mary Louise and Tim dripped this scam up. They made it up. I'm not lying to you. I'm not part of the scam.
What do you have to say to that, Mary Louise?
Well, he's full of it, because let me tell you what, Jeff. You know Tim is a hose bag from way back.
I know that, but, still.
All right, Mary Louise, is there another woman that he could have done this
Where's
with?
Where's my fiddle music?
Well, I don't know who this Karen is, but...
Got it, Mike. There is no Karen. My sister called here and talked to my wife and told her to listen to the radio.
Jeff, are you on drugs?
Wait a minute. What about this listen to the radio thing? Say that again, Jeff.
Mary Louise called my wife.
Yes.
And told us to turn on the radio. Her and Tim were on the radio.
Did you do that, Mary Louise?
Don, I don't think I would do that. I'll listen to you.
Hey, wait, hold on, Mary Louise. We're going to talk to Jeff's wife, so she'll tell us the truth.
She just left and went to go to Monique's house.
So we're going to get her on the air so you can come clean with us. If you did that, just tell us the truth.
Because if you didn't, we're going to find out.
Mary, you better come clean because Jenny's going to bust you.
Mary Louise?
You see her laugh?
What?
You are an idiot, Jeff.
You see her laugh?
Yeah, she did laugh. You're right, Jeff.
When I said Jenny's going to bust you, she started laughing.
So did you call Jeff's wife and say, listen to the radio, we're going to be on?
No, I did not.
Mary Louise, tell the truth and swear on your kids.
Jeff, let me tell you something.
Hey, that's a good one, Jeff.
That's very good, Jeff.
Swear on your kid, Mary Louise, if you're telling the truth.
No, I will not do that.
Ah, you liar. You're a liar.
You liar.
I told you.
You're a liar, Mary Louise. And we got you.
She's laughing, Don and Mike. You can hear her.
And Mary Louise, you go ahead and laugh. We are going to find out all about you, and it won't be so funny.
I'll tell you.
Listen, I know you will, my friend.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to find something to do to you people. And, I don't know what it is.
And
what?
Once again, Jeff keeps, he keeps coming back. He keeps coming back stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary Louise.
I've more stuff with him than a herd of damn turkeys. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, but you're a liar. So, yeah. I mean, what you say means nothing to us.
And you're not even a good liar.
That's not fair.
Well, no, yes, it's totally fair.
Do you want to hear some stuff about Jeff?
No.
No, why? Absolutely not.
Only about you, because you're the person who lied to us.
That's right.
Credibility. The
only way we want to hear some stuff from you is if you completely clear this scam up for us.
How about Jeff's credibility?
No.
Listen, I'm going to give you one more chance, and then I throw my hands out and I say, whatever happens to you, happens to you.
Well, that's not fair because I'm...
Okay, well then, I gave you the chance to just tell us that you were lying.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
True.
Because you're a liar.
Whatever happens to you then, Mary Louise.
He's a truck driver, that's all I can say.
Hey, my brother's a truck driver. Go to hell.
He's a living. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with being a truck driver.
Pizza man. I don't want to hear anything.
Hey, John and Mike, guess what?
What?
Guess what? They're calling me a pizza man. I own the pizza shop.
There you go. Way to go, Jeff. We're on your side for a moment.
See that?
My father owns the pizza shop.
Your father owns the
pizza. He's a manager.
They're all related.
Oh, they're all related.
Listen, Mary Louise, all I know is it's going to not be good for you. It won't be good for
Mary
you,
Louise.
Honey.
Yeah, Mary Louise really...
It's 6:30, for God's sake.
It's over. In fairness to our listeners, Mary Louise, we need someone to come clean with us about what happened today.
I'm a little bit offended that you don't believe me.
I tell you what, Mary Louise?
Yeah?
I'll give you a prize if you tell me the truth.
No, I don't need a prize.
Well, then just tell us the truth for goodness sake.
For your son's sake, the son whose life that you won't put on the line because you're lying.
She has four kids.
Four kids? You should cross your legs first off.
Yeah, Mary.
Someone should sew that shut.
I'm Catholic.
That's good. For all the Catholics in the world, Mary Louise, come clean with us and tell us exactly how this happened. Because we're running out of time.
Mary Louise, you know whose idea it was. You didn't dream this up. Tim called you from his gas truck.
Tim. Right.
Okay. Is that true, Mary Louise?
No, it is not true.
Then how did it happen?
Yeah, how did it happen? Just tell us what happened.
I'm driving home from work, and I turn on the radio, and I hear my big mouth brother, Jeff, saying my name on the radio.
She's,
hey, Don and Mike, guess what?
What?
She doesn't work.
She doesn't work?
No. She was supposedly getting her nails done, and you can call her husband at her house right now, and he'll verify it.
All right, listen, I will do that. Hold on, I will get that number. Hold on,
both of you, hold on. That's what we need.
Hey, Mary Louise, you know... Sticking to her guns here, continuing to lie to us. Not good.
All right, let me talk to another one of our junior G-men out in the field. Hello, what do you think?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what I think, but I know that Jeff is telling a bunch of stories. He said that Cletus, the original Cletus, called him up.
Yes.
And said, listen to me on the radio. And then he said that his sister called his wife up and said,
right,
listen.
He's right.
So everybody's calling Jeff, and everybody's calling Jeff's family to listen to the radio.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let you say that to Jeff, because I have no idea what you were saying.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that Jeff could have gotten a call from Tim, and Jeff's wife could have gotten a call from Mary Louise, both of them to say, hey, you got to listen to this.
This is way too complicated for these yokels to even think of.
Well, I think I'm still with Jeff. I think they're
all just full of it. That's what I think.
I think you might be right about that.
Hold on, and here's more. All right, now I have the phone number for the husband of Mary Louise. Thank you, Eric from Modesto. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, listen, we got to do a commercial, and we'll be right back. Vengeance! Justice! Revenge! It shall be ours! In our fight against the trailer park people. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
The Don and Mike Show.
This segment brought to you by Viramax. Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Viramax works and is available at Rite Aid, DNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Just wanted to say thanks for making our day go a little bit quicker.
Oh, well, you're so nice. You're not a witch, are you?
No, been called things similar to that, but definitely not a witch.
Okay.
But wanted to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's married to the Clemson graduate?
That's my wife. That's Frida.
Okay. Good taste in women, then.
Ah, this must be a call from down in Greenville.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey there.
You know, I was talking with a guy at my kid's school last weekend when Bart had a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Some other guy that went to Clemson,
yeah,
the school that my wife went to. And I hate it when she mentions the story that when she was at Clemson,
right,
this is a long time ago, like 1980, my wife was one of the girls that would go out on dates with prospective football players.
At actually welcome a welcoming committee of sorts.
Now, she says she never put out.
Right.
But a name that she does throw around a lot is that guy Dwight Clark, the guy that caught the famous pass from Joe Montana when they beat the Cowboys.
Tight end, right?
Yeah. And I guess he had a tight end. You know, I still remember that game. Frieda and I were sitting in our living room. We had just been married, like, not even a year, watching that game.
Right.
And she knew nothing about pro football, right? Mm-hmm. This was the first big game the 49ers ever won. Nobody ever heard of Joe Montana before except at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So he throws the pass to this guy, Dwight Clark, with, like, 1 second left, and they beat the Cowboys.
Great moment.
All of a sudden she says, Dwight Clark, I know him. It's like, way to ruin a great football moment for me, because now whenever I see that guy, and now he's like the general manager of the 49ers.
You wonder if he had his way.
That's right, if he had a first and ten with my wife.
So he was one of the she was one of the first people that he dated when he went to Clemson.
Yes, she and another girl took him out on a double date.
That's not bad to have that deal, you know, where you date the football players that are coming in, the prospective stars.
She maintains she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We would like to welcome you to Clemson. We find that Clemson's social activities are absolutely intriguing.
Yeah, but you know my wife's good looking.
Yes.
And she definitely had a past before she met me. Very definitely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Janine Garofalo, High Society Magazine.
Really? Topless? Bottomless?
Topless.
Topless?
On a beach, someplace in Europe.
Really? I'd love to see that. Underarm hair?
Touching her? No, I can't see the arm hair. It's blurry.
I'm guessing that touching she shaves her underarms, Janine Garofalo.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, based on that being an image thing, that she has that grunge look for purposes of image, that perhaps underneath, I guess that's part of the attraction. You've always speculated that underneath all that, somewhere lurks a real woman.
She repulses me, yet at the same time, she turns me on in a weird way, Janine Garofalo does. I hate her,
right?
Yet I am somehow drawn to her. I love her.
That's why you think she shaves her arms, you know, her armpits. That's why you think that, when in fact you'd probably find just a big briar patch under there.
You know what's probably a mess, though? It's her place.
Oh, God.
I bet her place is totally unruly.
Landscaper!
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Caught me off guard here. I didn't think it was going to put me on the air. I just moved here from Anchorage, Alaska. And
Where is here? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Virginia.
Right.
And a DJ that I listen to faithfully up there knows one of you, and I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, who's the DJ?
Bill Stewart.
Oh, I never heard of him. Have you, Mike?
You know how I am, Don.
Oh.
Anyone from my past, I have no memory of.
Well, he told me to listen to you guys.
It was probably me, though. I know a lot of DJs.
Okay. But
and speaking of, I think that guy that took the naked pictures of Dr. Laura is coming on the show.
Oh, fantastic!
Either Friday or Monday. I got a call back from his Cato Kalin guy.
Oh, that's good.
That he's making the rounds. He's going on quite a few radio and TV shows now.
Look forward to chatting with him.
So I said, I don't care if we get sloppy seconds or terrible thirds.
I bet he's curmudgeon-y, too. 79 years old, I bet he's a real curmudgeon.
Very curmudgeon-y, and Dr. Laura is very upset with this guy.
Yes, she is.
The guy that took the naked pictures of Dr. Laura that appeared on the World Wide Web.
He will be. That will be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, so we're definitely booking him. I'm not sure when, but sometime in the next 3 to 4 days, he's coming on the show.
Good.
Okay, so what? I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. I had a sidebar there, to quote Johnny Cochran, Mr. Johnny. I had a sidebar.
Sidebar, Your Honor.
Well, anyway, he just told me to listen to you guys, and if he had any idea, the first time I heard you guys was last week when you did the Strip Trivia.
Oh, that was a good first show to listen to.
Oh, gosh, if he had any clue what kind of show you were doing, he'd be moving here in a heartbeat, I'm sure, but... Anyways, you guys are great.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Thank you.
And tell him thank you for us.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Bye-bye. And good luck on that career in Anchorage, Alaska.
What the hell did I just do? I just thanked the radio guy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, hi. I was calling about you looking for a witch.
Yeah. Oh, you sound like a witch.
Well, I've studied Wicca a little bit, and I was going to tell you that...
Wicca, that's great furniture, man. That's great furniture when you're just starting out, when you can't afford a lot of stuff. Get yourself some Wicca furniture.
I've spent a few weekends studying my Wicca, too. Absolutely.
Well, I've studied it a little bit, and there's this main law of Wicca called the threefold law, which means whatever curse or anything you do to somebody will come back to you three times. So if somebody's going to put a curse on Lutard, then it's going to come back to them three times worse.
Well, then we might have to have a good curse put on him that, he wouldn't be as annoying. Put a curse on him, a spell on him that'll make him less annoying.
Well, okay, answer me this question. How do witches stay in business, though? There must be some witches out there that are willing to do the bad stuff.
The evil witches, Don.
Well, exactly. You're probably talking about somebody who's more into, like, the black magic, the dark magic.
Yeah, like Pinhead.
Yeah, like the Satanist, that type of thing.
I'd like to just see... I've just had an ongoing fantasy of seeing Pinhead meet Lewis.
I'm sure you could find somebody to, like, summon the devil or something and have him do something, but
we do a pretty good job of summoning the devil every day on this show. Satan's a big fan of this show. Satan has his way on this show. Well, listen, you don't know any current witches, do you?
Well, I mean, I've practiced a little bit. It's sort of like a learning process. Like, I've been a solitary practitioner where I've been practicing by myself. And
well, why don't you come down and give it a try on Lewis, then? What do you have to lose?
I don't have anything to lose.
We have another solitary practitioner here. His name is Daryl Nichols.
Oh, really?
He doesn't practice what you practice, though.
No, but he does
do it solitary, though.
And he also knows about Wicca.
His own Wicca.
His own Wicca. He knows intimately.
Oh, sure.
That's the first place he goes.
Hi, I'm Daryl Nichols, and I'm a sole practitioner of my Wicca.
Well, listen, can we book you for Friday? Are you game?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, good.
All right, would you like to maybe study up and get all ready for Friday's show?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, like, all sorts of, like, crystal balls, because you don't really need that. Like, the most of the stuff I do is, like, with essential oils and stuff like that.
Oh, good. As long as you could do something to Lewis. Yeah. Maybe you could just... Listen, he's already a very unlucky young man, so yes. I wouldn't want any kind of curse like that put on him.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, like, something that would... Gee, I don't know. I don't know if I would want you to give him a curse that would give him, like, the painful drip, drip, drip.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I wouldn't want to get that back three times.
Maybe just something simple like making his fingernails fall off or something.
Oh, see, no. I wouldn't do that.
Robbie?
If the threefold rule works, why not you make him irresistibly attractive to men? That way, when it comes back to you,
you're good, Ron.
It'll be excellent, but to him, it's a pain in the ass.
You're good, Ron. That's an excellent idea. What about that, making him irresistible to men?
Well, I can look that up and see if I can find anything on that.
Sure, and if that comes back to you, that'll be a good thing.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, listen, what's your name? What's your first name there, witch?
Jennifer.
Jennifer the witch.
Thank you, Mistress Jennifer.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
I get my witches and my dominatrices confused.
Kerner, would you talk to her, please? Witch Kerner, would you pick up line 5, please?
Wicca Wicca.
Hello, Donna my show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Drake.
This is Josh Clemson. I was wondering if y'all watched Jay Leno last night when he was making fun of Dr. Laura about being on the internet and everything like that.
No, she's wide open game. I got to think all those guys are getting on Dr. Laura.
She's done so much TV, she's gone on so many talk shows anyway. You're going to see that happen.
Yeah, I just going to ask y'all a note.
What?
I was going to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Our correspondent in the field.
Thanks so much.
Correspondent in the cornfield.
Man, if you have a knob, you turn it on, the magic box talks to you.
Another one of the children of the corn calling the show.
Yeah, there you go. Put Lewis out among the children of the corn.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Paul D.
Just a little food for thought. I don't know if your wife used to follow around rock and roll bands in the old days, but Dwight Clark was lead singer of a band down in Charlotte, South Carolina. I don't know if it was before or after he went to Clemson, but you know how those rock and roll stars are, especially lead singers. So I don't know.
I don't, you know, I don't think my wife was ever a rock and roll groupie. But
and you don't, you know, she has denied any intimacy with Dwight Clark.
Yeah, but why would she tell me? You know, I mean, that would be one of those things that probably I could see her rationalizing that in her mind. Like if she told me, it would drive me crazy. So
right.
She probably wouldn't tell me,
even after all these years.
Oh, it would still drive me crazy.
Yeah, imagine that Dwight Clark's still up there singing some Van Halen songs. Could you imagine?
Yeah, no, I've already had the fantasy. Dwight Clark naked, just a football jersey on.
Yep.
Going, hey, baby, maybe I'll go to Clemson. Maybe I won't go to Clemson.
What's it worth to you if I attend this school?
Whoa. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Another famous Clemson alumni, Jeff Bostic.
She would never touch him. Listen, I want to say something about Jeff Bostic. You know how they recruited Jeff Bostic? They said, hey, there's a box full of donuts. They didn't have any hot chicks coming to see Jeff Bostic, I guarantee you that.
Only the running backs, quarterbacks, and tight ends, right?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Everybody else, they said, there's Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe a linebacker.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Well, I wanted to call and see if you heard about the new name they were offering up for the Redskins. They're calling it, they're thinking about calling them the tampons because they're good for one period and they only have one string.
Okay. You know, when that was like an old Tampa Bay Buccaneers joke. All these jokes about bad football teams, they're all just recycled to whatever team happens to suck at any particular moment.
And isn't that the great thing about jokes? You know, what's new to one person is old to another person.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't catch it, but when's Billy Moomy coming on the show?
I don't know. I had a meeting with our producer today who said that Takai is going to be on sometime this week and that the producers of whatever the show is that they're going to be in town promoting,
right,
they haven't been able to get in touch with Billy Moomy. Apparently, he's dropped off the face of the earth. So
the Moomy show. The producers of the Moomy show haven't cleared it up for us.
I don't know. Stay tuned, though.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
You know, in the O'Mara household, that's what you were cleaning up in your foyer today. It was dog Moomy.
Poopies. Moomy equals poopy.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, the new coach for the Skins coming out of the CFL.
No, please.
Asian guy.
Please.
No, you didn't.
No.
No, nobody heard you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, please turn your radio down. Please turn your radio down.
No.
Oh, all right. That's a different response. I give the guy credit.
No.
Please turn your radio down. No.
I will not.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what does NORV stand for?
No.
Old.
Damn, that sound effect comes in handy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Calling for Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us right now.
Wanted to see if you guys saw Trauma last night.
We already talked about it.
Yep.
Sorry, I was out of touch for a while.
Great show, Knife in the Head.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Huh? That was somebody who had a second thought about a Redskins joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys caught the MTV Music Awards.
Were they like a month ago?
No, they were on just the other night.
I think it was a rerun. Wasn't that a rerun, Robbie? Yeah, they ran that show a month ago.
Because Clint Howard got the... A Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right, that was a goof award, and we talked about that when that happened, sir.
Oh,
long time ago. Old news.
I'm sorry.
Thank
Radio
you.
Gods.
Thank one... you. Not one Redskins victory. That's what NORV stands for.
That's right. That's the hot joke of the month.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, I'm glad to talk to you. I'm here from Rochester, an hour behind on the radio, so I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You were talking about those dog dumpings you had, and I was going to say my little dog goes out and eats it off from the big dog, so I don't ever have to clean it up.
Your little dog does what?
He goes.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Makes for a nice Thanksgiving. I
Hello.
Guess.
Don and Mike.
Well,
Don and Mike. Turn your radio down, please. It's an awful car phone. Hello? Hello?
On Mike. Radio loud. Okay. We're gone.
Last call. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi there.
I wanted to tell you, 1970, I was down in Arizona on vacation while Billy Moomy was filming Bless the Beast and the Children. Remember that?
I remember the Carpenters song. I don't remember a movie, though.
Bless the Beast and the Children.
Yeah, that was a film about a bunch of bedwetting kids that are away at camp. And he threw the biggest tantrum while they were filming. And
did he play one of the bedwetters?
Yeah. Wow. He was one of the little delinquent guys. And
that movie was directed by Charlie Stossel.
I think
we need more soaked sheets.
I think Dennis Murphy was the writer for that. But it was pretty intense. Him throwing the big tantrum, and he was swearing up a storm, and everybody was catering to him. Billy, we'll give you whatever you want.
Sorry, radio up real loud. Wait till he hears the crickets. There you go.
All right. Sometimes you simply have to make a point.
Mission accomplished. We will be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.